clothes. As the night draws near, you can feel their fear.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly conference call. Today is Monday, January 25th, 2021. We broadcast live every Monday from 9 p.m. Eastern till midnight. If you're listening live over our radio or another network and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org and click on our weekly call for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. If anyone would like to email a question, you can send it to questions, that's plural, questions, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Also, please support our business partners. You can find their banners on the right-hand side of our website, with which the proceeds go to support NLA's effort to save our republic. Also, please support NLA by donating $5 a month or more. You can click on our donation tab on the top right-hand side of our website. Okay, we're going to pick up on our scripture reading where we left off last week. We're in the book of Matthew, reading chapter 23 in the book of Matthew. And it's being read by Alexander Scorby. So, Matthew, chapter 23.
Chapter 23. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your Master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your Father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called Masters, for one is your Master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind! For whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind! For whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up, then, the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Okay, tonight's focus is going to be on organizing our counties, COSs, the Committees of Safeties. And we're going to go through this process, right here on this page. And you can find this page, and anybody that is on here on their browser and can see what we're sharing here. We're on, People's Duty, and come down and click on Organize Your County, COS, and we're going to be going through that page. Now, I've kind of reorganized a lot of things, tried to make it so that people can step through process, point by point, and be able to follow along. There is a lot to learn. But like anything else, you spend some time with it, enough time, you'll pick up on all things. And collectively, as we gather together in our counties to take control of our nation, first we have to do so on a local level, at the grassroots level, take control of our local government and make a connection with our sheriff. And only then can we do something on a state and a national level. But it's up to the people. This is something the people have forgotten. I haven't found this anywhere being taught, the three things or the four or more things that we're really teaching, and what the job of the Committee of Safety is all about. We did put up a PowerPoint video on this page. I just put this up, I think, yesterday. And it's a pretty good video we had done back in 2016, and it still bears... it still holds the weight of what is said in there. And so it's a good introduction on why we need to get a COS today. So when people have a time, you should go out to our website. And again, under the People's Duty, you click on Organize Your County, and it's the first video on top. It's about 30 minutes long. As a matter of fact, this is probably a good video, first video to play at your first Committee of Safety meeting. But let's talk about organizing it. And this is a comprehensive plan to save our republic. And this is what our founding fathers had prepared for us to have, but it has been hidden for quite some time. We've lost our way, and we've been kept ignorant. And people just don't know what to do. People don't know how to take back their nation. Collectively, we can, through the Committee of Safety, over a period of time, take back this nation, even without Trump. But, of course, Trump is the key to what we're doing, and we do need to move speedily to start organizing our counties so that we can receive the power from the power vacuum that's going to be created after this coming event. So Let's take a look. And again, we're going to go through this point by point. It's probably going to take about an hour to go through this, but we have a lot to cover. And then we'll have some conversations about it. People hopefully will have questions and comments. And anybody that wants to get into the queue, you hit a *6 to get into the queue. I think it's a *6 and a 1. So *6 and a 1 to get into the queue. Okay. All right, we're going to get started. Our focus, again, is on organizing your county committee of safety. Everyone should be responding to this. Everyone should be organizing their county committees of safety. And we'll get into a little details on how you can sign up for that at the end of this. But we want to look at how to organize your county committees of safety. You will find underneath People's Duty, right first link down, you'll see Organize Your County COS, your County Committee of Safety. Click on that, and you'll come to this page. Now, on this page, Organizing Your County COS, we do have a video. It's 30 minutes long. Everybody should listen to that video. It's a PowerPoint video, and it details the reasons on why we need a committee of safety. So everybody should get some time to view that video. All right, organizing. I'm going to pretty much read through most of this. I might skip a little bit here or there, but I'm going to read through most of this. And we have this everything detailed. All you have to do is follow the instructions on this page. You need no experience or any prerequisite other than looking at this page and following the instructions. Now, there is a lot involved because we got about 5 different projects that we're expecting the committees of safety to work on in order to take back our republic. And so we need to really work together on this. As you start to organize, some people will really dig down deep into this and become expert in it, and hopefully they will get out there and really start teaching other people in other counties. I myself, probably by springtime or maybe before that, I'm going to start touring my state, going from different liberty groups throughout. We have 62 counties, and I'm determined to visit pretty much all of them. There are some there are not too many people live in, so we may not do that. Or we may do a couple of counties at a time. We've done that before, too. But I'm going to be out there to try to get stimulate in my state of New York, all 62 counties. But anyway, there'll be some people who will dig down deep. They'll get this knowledge, and they'll go out and do those things. And they'll work diligently within their own group, I'm sure. But certain people will take different interests. Some people may become experts in these different interests. Others may be just participating and working things along, which is okay. But you do need people who really dig deep and get expert into these things and start to really encourage and instruct others to do the same. So basically, we should be focusing in the beginning on organizing and setting these things up. And as people come in, people will start grabbing different positions and start working them out. And people, again, will become expert in certain things. So, again, we got to keep forward on this and organize. So organizing begins with one person taking the initiative to get things going by finding one other person and then another and another until you have 4 people or more who are willing to hold or temporarily hold the following executive positions, thereby creating a committee of safety in your county. Now you have a button here where you can click to find register your committees of safety. And if you click on that, another page will open, and here you'll go through, you'll find your county committees of safety. And I'll breeze through this just real quickly, hopefully. Let's see, this page became active January 18, 2021. Please read carefully before proceeding to your state. If you're looking to see if your county committee of safety is already being organized, click on your state below. If you do not see your county and contact information for your county, please take the initiative to start the process in your county. You can always pass the responsibility to other COS members in your county by simply reversing the following steps after the other person posts their contact information. So to take that responsibility, follow the steps below. Number one, click on My Account. That's right up here, My Account. And when you click on there, you'll open up your account. and you can change some information in there that you had put in there when you first joined. Then you click on Edit, and then click on Contact Info. And at that point, you want to confirm your phone number, make sure that's correct, and make sure your county is spelled correctly. That's very important, that your county be spelled correctly. Check the box. As you scroll down a little further, you'll see the box that says COS County Leader or Organizer. Check that box. Then go all the way down to the bottom and click Save. Do not forget to do that. If you don't click Save, this will not register. So you click Save at the bottom of the page, then you can go back to your state and confirm that your information appears on the list. If you have any problems, you can contact Carl at nationallibertyalliance.org for technical assistance. Now, after placing your name on the list, open a Meetup account. You go to meetup.com, which is a great online venue tool for organizing, communicating, scheduling meetings, mass emails to county COS members. You can share files, etc. There's lots of things you could do with this program. You'll dig around and you'll find out. With your grassroots COS groups, we should use uniform names such as your state abbreviated. In my case, it's New York, so it's NY. And then your county, in my case, it's Dutchess County, so it's NY, Dutchess County, and then Committee of Safety. And when you create that, put no spaces between anything. Just let it go straight on through NY, Dutchess County, Committee of Safety. The site costs $53.50 per 6 months. You pay for it every 6 months, and you can pay for it by the year, I believe. This will be paid by the members by collecting dues or donations at your membership meetings. Then go to nationallibertyalliance.org, organizing your county, which is the page we started on, and we're going to be going back to that in a few minutes, for further instructions on organizing your county. And you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org site contact to find your district coordinators to assist you. And that's right up here in the directory. And you come down and you can either click on directory, and you'll get all the leadership of National Liberty Alliance. Now, example, again, just to make a note, I want to be clear on this. It's important that we all try to work to be uniform. You want to create your meetup, and it should end up being www.meetup.com/, in my case, NY Dutchess County Committee of Safety. If there exists a Committee of Safety in your county, don't duplicate. Join the existing one. If there is a county organizer listed and a no meetup website, contact the person and discuss getting the meetup site up and going. If the county committee of safety organizer is not active, notify Jan at nationallibertyalliance.org so that we can motivate or remove that inactive person. Also, contact your county district coordinator here, which we just went through that, but you can click on this link, site contact, and you can find your district coordinator. And the district coordinator should at this point in time be schooled in what we're talking about here and should be able to assist you in any questions or things you have. And if there are questions that that coordinator cannot express to you, they'll either find it for you or come to the... Everyone should be coming to the Monday night meetings. Extremely important. That's where we get educated. That's where we get informed. That's where we're given all of the necessary details of what's going on and what's coming down. So everybody should be going out there. But in any event, you come to our nationallibertyalliance.org Monday night meeting, and then you can ask whatever questions you have there, and we'll respond and give you whatever answers we can. And again, if we don't know the answers, we'll investigate, explore, find the answers, and follow up on the next meeting. Okay. Final note, and this is extremely important, do not become a committee of safety organized for your county if you're not going to follow through with taking on the responsibility to organize your county. So please, everyone should do this, but look at the bottom line, if you do it, answer your phone. Answer your phone, respond to people, and assist each other to work to get your county organized. Okay, let's go down a little bit and just take a look at what this looks like. We're going to go to, for instance, I'll go to New York because that's the state I'm in. I'm familiar with the information. Okay, so on this page, as you can see, it tells us how many members are in New York. There are 624 members in New York. And you should be able to, right off here on this page, you should be able to download all those members. And you'll get their first name and their phone, their county, and their phone number. And you can contact those people, especially the people in your county, to try to get things going and organize to pull them in to get active. Of course, we have 62 counties, and we have constituted 62 counties, which means we have already visited all these counties in New York for the sole purpose of bringing our plan out to them, particularly the grand jury administrator plan to take back the common law. We had overwhelming success with that, and we'd done that quite some time ago. I think we did that back in 2013 or 14, somewhere back there. So anyway, as I said, you come down here and you'll see your name is here, first name, and your phone number, and your county. So once you put your name in there, you should come to this page to check to make sure that it's there. Okay, moving on, going back to our page here on organizing the county. Once you've registered, again, you have to organize. You have to create a chairman, a co-chairman, treasurer, and secretary, four positions that really keep track of things and move things along. Track of money keeps all of the information that's recorded, which is done, of course, by the secretary. In the beginning, you should meet somewhere convenient for coffee on a Saturday morning or whenever, or evening after work, just to start discussing ideas. You could do this on the phone, you could do it on Zoom, but you really should try to do this personally to get to know the individuals and to personally meet somewhere. And you should continue meeting, and you can do some off the phone, some off Zoom, and some personal meetings, but whatever you have to do. Because you're going to want to do them not once a month, but, you know, every couple of days or every day or bare minimum once a week, you know, to get things going, to plan for your first meeting, and then it becomes a monthly thing. But once you organize the aforesaid committees, you've got to find a venue in your county that is centrally located, making it convenient for all to travel to. Libraries and town halls are best. So anyway, we do list some venue ideas, library as we mentioned, town hall, private clubs, back room of a bar, a restaurant or a diner, etc. And then you also, of course, want to get that online venue started, which we already went through, so I'm not going to go through that again. And there are six steps to create a meetup in your county in order to maintain uniformity from county to county. Please follow the following steps. Okay, and we went through basically a lot of that already, but you go through these steps, and this gets into the details of some of the things you want to incorporate immediately onto the site. For instance, of course, you got what the URL, which we discussed that, no spaces. And what's the name of your group? That could have spaces. In my case, I put NY space Dutchess County, Dutchess space County space committee space of space safety. But when it comes to the URL, you want to do the same thing, no spaces. Okay. Step four of six, describe what your group will be about. Our mission and purpose is to form a committee of safety in all 3,100 counties. I know there's 3,134 actually, but 3,100 counties in the United States. National Liberty Alliance provides an online national venue where the people can organize, communicate, and learn the science of government by consent. As NLA members form committees of safety in each American county with a viable plan to take back our courts, take back control of our political process, and rebuild our militia under the auspices of the county sheriff. And again, you can go out to my site here. This is an active link. It should open another page, and it does. And this is the site that's set up, and you can kind of, you know, look around here and see how I put it together. You can copy what I've got or make your own ideas up or add to them or whatever you want to do. But basically, I've already described what the mission is. You want to list that mission out. Okay, as the swamp is drained and power removed from the deep state, a vacuum will occur. And if we, the people, do not educate ourselves and fill these positions of power right now, our servants will. And it will only be a matter of time before we find ourselves back under tyranny again. We will have Grassroot County meetings once a month, and this is what you want to put on your site, or to organize and exercise our unalienable right to have government by consent. We also have a national weekly live open forum every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern until midnight. Now that, of course, is what National Liberty Alliance is running every Monday. And, of course, you can go up to our tab on the top left-hand side, click on our weekly call, and get information on how to join it. Of course, we have a link here also, so you can click the link right there in the page here to get to it. But everybody needs to really be coming to our Monday night program for instruction. So we should encourage all members throughout the nation to come to our Monday night programs in order to get educated, keep up to date, so that we, the people, can organize across the nation. Similarly, we need to have the same kind of a structure, but every single committee of safety is free and independent. National Liberty Alliance has a hands-off policy on that. We will not try to get people to do things or give orders or any of those things. It's all up to the people to figure out what they need to do on the grassroots level within their counties. Now, we'll be given suggestions, thoughts, and ideas at our Monday night meetings, or if we're asked for them, we'll give them. If we're asked for specific information, we will give that information. We'll assist the counties in any way we can to educate, organize, and bring forward a communicational process between all the counties in the United States. And that is why we should try to create our county's committees of safety with basically the same format or the same form, structure. But from that, every county has its own unique problems and situations, and they need to address and deal with them on their own level from their own positioning. Okay, so every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern until midnight, everyone should take our free civics course, militia course, and most importantly, our government by consent course. Everybody needs to be in that course. It's a big course, it covers a lot of things, and it gets into details of the Constitution. When you finish this course, you will have a very, very decent understanding of the Constitution, which includes, of course, our Bill of Rights and also our Declaration of Independence, which is the foundation of our law in the land, law of the land, and much, much more. You'll learn about our heritage and the powers and the authorities of the people and how we can take back this republic. Step 6 of 6 is the payment option when you're doing this. It's $53.49 for the first 6 months. That's about $9 a month. Whoever initiates the meetup group will be in reverse or reimbursed by their committee of safety from the dues or donations. So they'll pay for that on every 6 months. But we're going to have to stick our hands in our pockets and put out that $55 or so bucks in the beginning, and eventually you get reimbursed. Write a short profile about yourself and upload a pic. Everybody that joins into the membership of your Committee of Safety meetup will have that opportunity to do that. Write a welcoming page. Again, we wrote, congratulations for taking the first step to your duty to save our republic. The second step is to be active by attending our monthly meetings, our weekly national open forum, and take our government by consent course. And we give a link to that. So it's extremely important that people go to their monthly meetings in their own counties, and it's extremely important that you come to our Monday night meetings. And we are recording all of our programs, so if you happen to miss them, you can go to our Monday night page, and you'll see all of the meetings. Also, very important ones you'll find under People's Duty. And you come down one to the organizing in your county, and you'll see instructional video conferences. We'll probably touch on that in a little while. Anyway, county organizers can download a list of NLA members in your state. You go to that page on your group, go to your state page. You can click on this button here, and then click on your state and download the members in an Excel. And again, call NLA members in your county to invite them to your Committee of Safety county meeting. Call members in nearby counties to invite them to your county meeting to learn and help them initiate their county committee of safety. Your first official meeting. Book your venue for a date 20 to 30 days in advance and start inviting people. Of course, you got your meetup group going, and people at that point hopefully have been starting to join. You invite all of those people, and you can set up everything with an automatic reminder. Okay, every month on a certain date, certain time, certain place, the email automatically go out to remind people in advance, and then also right before the meeting, they'll get a second notice. So they do it, they double up on that. You should also do the same thing, is also put into your meetup organization scheduling. Schedule our Monday nights open forums or conferences, whatever you want to call them, because we do take questions and answers. We start with teaching, and we eventually get over to Q&A. But get everybody to come to our weekly Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our open forum or conference call. At your first official meeting, okay, you book your venue as we went through that, okay? Meetings should be monthly and duration 2 hours and stay on point. Stay on point. So what's your first meeting all about? You have existing members bring guests, okay? Invite friends, neighbors, and coworkers. Contact Jan at National Liberty Alliance and ask for a list of NLA members' names and phone numbers in your county if that list is not available to you on your state. We have members in every state. And then, of course, you know, you want to excite people in the counties next door and maybe invite them over so and let them know you'll assist them to help them in their county to get started. So have them come to your meeting, let them see if things are going, and let them start to organize, get people together, and you can assist them and even work with them on their first meeting after you have experience on these things. So invite volunteer fire department, invite volunteer ambulance, volunteer rescue, invite homeschoolers, invite meetup groups, invite liberty groups, invite gun clubs, invite veterans clubs. Post the invitations on bulletin boards, stores, colleges, Craigslist, etc. Once you're ready, invite your sheriff and then elected individuals from your political subdivisions. But there is a process for that, and you'll be seeing the plan on when and how to bring the sheriff into the process. We have to be careful not to work too quickly with the sheriff. You need to get organized and accomplish certain things first. Once you accomplish those certain things, then it's time to call for your sheriff and invite him. But you want to have a meeting with him. But again, we have a step-by-step plan for that. We'll see that soon. Once you encourage people in surrounding counties, as I mentioned, to organize their counties, inviting them to your meeting. Meetup protocol. Have a sign-up sheet where people will put their name, town, phone, and email. That's the most important thing. Name, town, phone, and email. Obviously, you probably should put county in there in case you get visitors from other counties so you know that they're from other counties. And encourage these people to join the meetup group so that they get the emails and the information that they need. Again, everyone should bring a guest. You should start off with a prayer, 1 minute. Personally, I feel much more comfortable reading passages out of the Bible. Go to the New Testament and pick up on the first four books, the Gospels, and read a chapter. I find that to be very safe, to do that instead of a prayer, but people can do what they want. Of course, we want to start off with a Pledge of Allegiance. You know, you should be sitting in a way that everyone can communicate with each other, if possible, in a circle. I know we set up tables in like a horseshoe way, and we work chairs all around that. And so that people can communicate with each other, and because this is what it's all about, okay? Learning and working and communicating with each other and building up the necessary things we need to build up in order to save this nation. So at that point, you can have everyone introduce themselves. That may take about 5 minutes, okay? As that's happening, pass the donation can while the people are introducing themselves. You should also probably consider having dues, and you can work the dues out right up on the meetup group where people join up. They have to then, you know, join up and pay a dues. I would start it off pretty low. I don't know, maybe $10 a month or something. I don't know, whatever you want to do. And then maybe a little later, maybe you can work it up to $50, but you'll have to figure all that out as time goes on. You might not want to put dues in for a while until you're a couple of months into it, because you really want to get things sparked up and going. And once you have people addicted to what we're doing, in other words, addicted to wanting to be a patriot to save this nation, to save this republic, Okay, then it'll be easier to get the dues off them. They're already members, and then you'll get more people coming eventually, and they'll be more serious. Of course, maybe people can sign up for a period of time. Might be able to do this, I'm not sure. Maybe people can have that option of paying, being a due payer. Or maybe they can visit for so many months and then required to become a person who pays the dues. I'm not sure how that works. They might have something like that, so we'll have to look into that. Okay, so you pass the donation can. That should be passed every meeting anyway. And all that money coming in, of course, you're going to be paying for different projects and different things that the group's going to want to do in time, and also pay for the overhead, particularly of meetup and the meetup group that you signed up on. So, first order of business, of course, on your first meeting you don't have this, but on the first order of business, generally speaking, committee reports on old business, okay? And in that process, you find out who was supposed to do what, did they do it, did they get it done, why didn't they get it done, or great work, whatever. Next thing is new business, okay? And again, we're throwing some rough times on how long this should take, you know, a minute for prayer, a minute for pledge, 5 minutes for introducing, passing the can, 10 minutes to go through old business, and then 10 minutes to work out on new business, give out new things that people need to do, get some volunteers, I'll do that, I'll do this, et cetera, et cetera. And then you hold their feet to the fire in the next meeting with old business. Topic, play a PowerPoint video. They're usually about 40 minutes. Some are short, maybe 20 minutes, and some are maybe 45, 50 minutes. But everything's under an hour, I'm pretty sure, that we've set up. The first meeting should be the NLA plan, which we'll show you down on the bottom here. We've got lots of tools, lots of videos that people can download. You should then have, after you have the video, then you should have a discussion time, which should be maybe about 45 minutes long, roughly speaking. And so you watch a video, you get into discussions. Then you close the meeting. Following info should be announced and on a flyer or a handout at the end of your meetings. Thank the people for coming. Announce the date of the next meeting. Make sure you schedule it up on Meetup. Make sure people get in and sign in and get into the Meetup. Invite people to sign up on the Meetup. Send people to take Government by Consent course at nationallibertyalliance.org. Invite people to our National Monday Night Open Forum. Click on our weekly call. So we should have a flyer with all this information on it. I don't see that we have one right now, so we'll look at creating one. Well, actually, you're going to have to create it yourself because you have to put the different dates and times and different things. But get this information into that page. One page. Not a lot of words, not a lot of paragraphs, very simple. People walk away with something. There are other things, we do have some flyers that you can take down on the bottom of this page that you should probably print off and let people take home with them. They're all pretty much one-page flyers. Subject matters throughout the future and the focus. You need to stay on point. And we're going to talk about some warnings soon, and you have to take these warnings serious. I've been doing this for a long time. And many, many times we've had people trying to come in and subvert what we're doing. They may have good intentions, but sometimes people are really way out there on a limb of craziness. And sometimes it may very well be someone coming in to subvert. So be aware of that, and you can know by them trying to change our focus and our subjects that we really want to discuss. The real business of the people. We're not interested in getting into the man-on-the-land stuff and giving up your citizenship and all that craziness. We're not interested in it. We're interested in taking our nation back. Okay? So, anyway, the types of subjects we should be discussing is the committee man process, the jury administration, a common law, equity, grand jury, pettitory, militia, the reserve, republic review, founding documents, American heritage, how to approach the sheriff and organize for posse comitatus. Those are some of the subjects. And you're going to learn and pick up on a lot of our subjects that are available for download and to be played at your meetings, okay, that we have in another place. Maybe it's time to quickly just take a look at that underneath People's Duty. Come down to Organizing Your County Committees of Safety. Click on Instructional Video Conferences. Now, these are conferences that we've had in the past. Right now, we've only got four posted. But the subject matters are the important things here. You know, you can play these at your meetings. They're 3 hours long, but you need only to play the beginning to get you know, the whatever it is, that whatever topic we were discussing, that you can bring it to your group. But you can click on this, for instance, grand jury authority. We did that last week. The week before, or in the past, government by consent we did. Final warning to the United States Supreme Court. And political parties. And, of course, tonight's meeting is going to be posted up here. Probably tonight or tomorrow we'll post it up here. And that'll be available also. And people will, you'll be able to play these things, or encourage people to go out and play these past things so they get educated. This is all, every time we do something, it's an education. It's something new. It focuses in on your heritage, on how we can save the Republic. Okay, so we'll be adding to that page as we go going forward. Now getting to the warnings, okay, and this is extremely important. This is the third point I'm making on these warnings being important. That's how important they are. Let me make a fourth. Warning. Be alert that your COS is not hijacked by radicals with an agenda or an ego trip. You'll get a lot of people coming with an ego trip, want to take control and, you know, take you into different directions in their mind. Bringing in division. Now, I hate to bring up people's names, but I have to do it because this particular woman has tried to subvert our process that we've been doing for years now. And she's caused two or three states to go rogue on us. Not the whole states, but groups that were active. They went rogue and left us because they got lost in this craziness of trying to rewrite the Constitution to create a government alongside the government, which is subversion, by the way. You go to jail for that. And taking people, telling people you got to get rid of your driver's license, you got to get rid of your Social Security number, you got to go and write a declaration and file in the town on in your county that you're a sovereign citizen, blah, 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 blah. Well, they won't use the word citizen because that is a word that they've used against us, calling us sovereign citizens. Nevertheless, we the people are sovereign and we the people are citizens. Matter of fact, the U.S. Constitution uses the word citizen or citizens, plural or singular, 11 times. So we shouldn't have to shy away from that word. Let's take it back. That word belongs to us. That doesn't make us under civil law. It has nothing to do with that. We're under the law of the land. We are citizens of our state or of our nation. And so I wouldn't run away from that. Until the courts are back, I'd be very careful using that kind of a phrase or word in the courts because it means something else to them. Okay, so this person I was talking about was Anna von Ritz, her movement, who wants to rewrite our Constitution, create a new government structure, or the Man on the Land movement, claiming that we need to declare our standing and file it in the county record. We just said all that. Give up our citizenship, our driver's license, etc. And again, 11 times. Now, note, every county committee of safety is free and independent. This is extremely important, because I know... In our group, our local liberty groups, we're always very careful about some kind of a national group trying to take the name or the credit. You know, there's a Tea Party out there. It was all grown, grassroots grown. And then from out of nowhere, somebody comes up and they take control. They call themselves the National. They start to try to, you know, get all of us to come underneath their wing. And it's exactly how they took this nation over. National Liberty Alliance will not do that. As a matter of fact, the day that National Liberty Alliance tries to do that is the day you shut National Liberty Alliance off, and you've got enough, at that time, I'm sure, you'll have enough knowledge to go forward on your own. You don't need National Liberty Alliance in that sense. Now, we do play an important role, okay, but again, it's more important that you leave any kind of an organization that tries to seize control of the local free and independent committees of safety within every county. So let me read this. Every county committee of safety is free and independent. We do need to inform uniform in our committees of safety creations and duties, just like the original 13 colonies did. But every grassroots committee of safety has their own unique problems and concerns. But as long as we are uniform from one county to another, we look the same, we have the same focuses, we've laid out the same way, okay? As long as we are uniform from one county to another, it will be easier to join forces with other counties to defeat a common threat when deemed necessary by each county committee of safety. NLA is a national organization whose only purpose is to assist the grassroots to develop the necessary committees of safety in order to preserve and defend our republic. NLA's policy is a hands-off policy in order to encourage a free and independent grassroots committee of safety. Any interference from a national or state organization threatens their independence. NLA will always be available to facilitate an education, organizations, assist in finding answers and solutions when requested, and share these answers and solutions with other committees of safeties, provide communications between the counties, provide educational information, and certify. This is one place where we do get involved very, very closely with, is the certification of grand jury administrators, or jury administrators, whichever you want to call them. They do deal with both juries, petit and grand. But the grand jury administrators, we will certify them. We want to make sure that they've achieved a certain amount of understanding and schooling going through all of our courses, and that they're qualified for the job. That particular job is a job. It's a professional paid job. We need 5 people in every county, 4 administrators, and 1 paralegal secretary who also will act as an administrator. So there's actually 5. But we need a paralegal secretary, and they would fill in when someone's absent or something and they need that extra administrator. They will have the same knowledge. So we need to qualify people for these jobs, and we'll always be here to do this and a lot of other things which people will see in the future that will really assist in the elections and information flow. NLA will never, ever, ever, ever interfere with the committees of safety's business. And now, like I say, the day that that happens is the day we got taken over and it's time to leave us. But it's not going to happen as long as I'm here and Gerard and a few other people that are involved with us, and we're working out very carefully to make sure that we never get to that kind of a situation. Committees of Safety's duties, and this is the workload, this is the focus, this is the accomplishments that eventually has to be done. And remember, first order of business is organizing, structuring, and planning, and getting things going, and then starting to get educated and communicating between us and you and the other counties, and coming to our meetings and your meetings, and watching the videos and reading the websites. And some people will want to get further educated and get a higher education. If you go underneath our education, tab up on the top, you'll find a lot of other information to expand your understanding in these subjects much, much further. Okay, so here is the duties. The purpose of the Committees of Safety is to promote and organize the following powers in their counties in order to prevent government encroachment. The common goal of each county is to teach the people what they have forgotten. Government by consent. That's what they have forgotten. They don't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do it. I wasn't even aware of it until I come to, you know, really struck me in the Declaration of Independence. And, well, how do we have government by consent? You know, this rogue government will tell you, well, you go vote. And we know that don't count no more. We know that's fixed, don't we? So, that's not how you consent to government. No, we're hands-on on our government. And we stop them right dead in their tracks, and we can, if we do what we have to do on the Committees of Safety level. And remember, our founding fathers used the Committee of Safety to save this nation. The Continental Congress came together under the Committees of Safety. The work of the Declaration of Independence came together underneath the Committees of Safety. Everything necessary in order to create the government for many, many years, starting, what, in 1775 all the way into 1889 when George Washington was sworn in. That was all Committees of Safety doing all that work and acting as a government. Now, the Committees of Safety continued as the committeemen, but we need the Committees of Safeties now to reorganize, and we need not never shut them down, because that will always organize us together. Yeah, we've got the government, and we've told them, hey, this is your job. Article 1 gives the powers and the authorities and the jurisdiction to our legislators. Our Article 2 gives the powers and the jurisdiction and the authorities to the administration. And Article 3 gives the powers and the duties and the jurisdictions to the United States Supreme Court and the judiciary. Now, it's very detailed on what they can do, but we, through the Committees of Safety, working together in our counties, county to county, state to state, we can control all this, and we can prevent these people from stepping outside of the authorities and the jurisdictions that we gave them. Remember, we the people ordained and established this Constitution for them. They are under it. We are over it. Created it. Okay? Same thing in law. Common law. It's the people that rule in the courts, not a judge. If a judge makes a ruling and sets forth a conviction and sends someone in jail, that's unlawful. That cannot be done. It's being done because we're USA Inc. Instead of the USA Trust and the people. But anyway, we need to take all that back. They have forgotten government by consent. This requires an understanding of how a natural law republic was established by the providence of nature's God and how it works. The Committee of Safety was the process that our founding fathers used to organize the grassroots. I know I said that, but I'm going to read it anyway. In the 13 colonies, thereby creating a coalition that founded this nation. We must do the same by establishing and supporting the following. Therefore, National Liberty Alliance is resurrecting the Committee of Safety to save our republic, thereby returning to government by consent via education and taking control of the two reins of government, namely the judicial and political power structures that control our government. Now, I'd like to warn you a little bit here. There are other people who are trying to get Committees of Safety going that we met up with way back, and we cut our ties with them because they had added things in there that just don't need to be. And they were infested with the man on the land stuff. So be careful on what you see out there and read. We do make a case, and there's a paper, you will find it within this paperwork we're looking at, where we make a case on why National Liberty Alliance's process of Committees of Safety is the right one and why we should do it this way. And as you go through it, you'll see the whole thing is always focused to empower the people in the grassroots. The committee chairman has no more power or authority than anyone else in that room. No more. They're just like a traffic cop, and you pass that. You know, you could change that position from time to time or at will, or someone could resign, another person take it up, whatever. It's just keeping the meeting going. They have no more vote than anyone else. They have no more requirement or need to be able to say, hey, I got some ideas and thoughts, but we're not going to listen to this guy or we're not going to listen to that guy. They don't have that power or authority, although a lot of these committees, they already set up that way. It's how Congress works. They prevent things from going forward. No, all of us have one vote, one say. At any given time, 50% or, you know, greater than 50% of the vote of the people that come together can the chairman at any time replace them if necessary, and hopefully that's not necessary. Okay, so these are the things we must do. Judicial. We must take back the judicial powers and authorities. It's important that people understand what we mean by this. That's somewhat of an education. Start reading what we're writing and coming to our meetings and looking at our videos and PowerPoints and your meetings, and you'll come to an understanding of exactly what that means and how much power we the people actually do have. Okay? Judicial. The Committees of Safety must support the development of a common law grand jury or jury administration in their county to take back the courts, our courts, that was meant to be controlled by the people. History proves that we cannot continue to allow our servants to control our juries and our courts. We must sever the power of the American Bar Association, which has over our courts. American courts operated for our first 130 years without them. We must destroy the American Bar Association. We will make lots of cases on that, and we teach and talk about this often. And if you go into the courts, you'll understand, and read our papers in the courts, you'll understand why the American Bar Association is the enemy of our Constitution. They war against the Constitution. They war against the war of the land. They've worked with the courts and the United States Supreme Court to abrogate the law of the land. The common law is no longer available. Courts of record, which are common law courts, are no longer available. They've covered them up and concealed them, and we are intent on bringing them back. And it's up to the people to do that. We need people working together to work with us to take our courts back. So we must destroy the ABA coalition that has destroyed our nation. The common law jury administration will restore the law of the land, common law courts, common law juries, and the rules of common law in our courts of law and courts of equity, thereby taking back control of a judicial process. Power of indictments is very, very powerful. Political. The committees of safety must encourage and restore the elected committeemen. There are no elected committeemen. I get in arguments with people all the time telling me, oh, they're elected committeemen. Trust me, there are no elected committeemen. Now, maybe some states, some place that we haven't looked into, maybe there are some, but they don't seem to be having any power anywhere, obviously. But nevertheless, we intend on making sure or recreating the elected committeemen and bringing it back to where it should be. The proper process of the committeeman. We've done a lot of homework in this because that's where we started off in the committeeman process. Okay, restore the elected committeemen in their counties who will be able to end political parties. We have to get rid of political parties. Once Trump finishes work, and he may, it's going to take a little time from after this particular recording is done, but probably going to be another 30 days before that's all situated and finished with. Hopefully that's short. But anyway, once that's done, I'm hearing anywhere from 65 to 90%. Now, I knew it would be high, and it doesn't, I'm not surprised by 90% of our Congress is going to be in jail. I'm not surprised at all. Or at least some of them just removed. I don't know, but jail for most of them is in the cards that I see. That's going to totally destroy the parties. It's going to destroy the Democrat Party for sure, no doubt, and the Republican Party, because the Republicans have been infiltrated as much as the Democratic Party. It's just optics for them trying to make people think that this that they're conservative, if you want to use that word. We see, like, Bush used to walk around with his Bible. I don't believe any of it. They use God and country, flag and patriotism to control the people, and that's what they've been doing probably as long as I've been alive. So taking that back is extremely important, and we do that, of course, through the committeeman. So we have to restore the elected committeemen in the counties who will be able to end political parties, fill the political vacancies, we have a lot to speak on that, with statesmen, and support the Republic Review. We're not going to get into that at the moment. We have looked at that, but really basically is to review our U.S. legislation, and we want the states to do that, the state legislators to send the individuals from all 50 states to go and review all of the legislation and get rid of all of the unconstitutional legislation that they've placed in there over the past decades, thereby taking back our political process. NLA is instructing people on how to become an elected committeeman and take back control of our political parties and then end them. Now, these are subjects we're going to get into as time goes on. We're going to talk about the committeeman. We're going to get involved probably look at the Republic Review again. There's an individual, GR, in his organization. We have partnered with him, and he'll probably come on one day and maybe take the mic for a half hour, 45 minutes, and, walk us through some of these things. And again, all these are being recorded. You can get them on MP3s on underneath weekly calls, or again, you can get them under People's Duty, highlight the Organize Your County, and you go to the right, Instructional Video Conferences. Also, another place of education is under education. Come down and click on NLA Topics PowerPoint Videos. Okay? And this is, a lot of this stuff is on YouTube, and if it's not there anymore, it's here. Well, as long as it's here, it's here. We have downloaded these, so we can post them up directly on our site if we have to. Right now, I believe we're working off of YouTube. We are working off of YouTube. But these are all posted up at our YouTube, and down below all these videos, we do have a list of transcripts of all of the above videos. So you can read also what we have in paper form. And there's a few in here that don't have a video with them. Again, more subject matters. We're very careful to choose our subject matters. It's all for the purpose of educating the people. Everything we talk about is important. And it is a lot for people to learn and know. We should really at least have a basic understanding, even if we can't articulate it and recall all of it. That's okay. Let's get the education. The things that are important that you participate with, that you will articulate well and be able to participate good with. And then someone else will be able to articulate and do things that you can't do. And again, many hands make light work. So that's what the committee is all about. We work together. We share our knowledge. No one person generally usually has all the knowledge, although that's possible to achieve that, and hopefully every committee of safety can find that one person. But nevertheless, all the people together collectively can bring together all of the knowledge and information that we're teaching. Militia and sheriff. The committees of safety must restore the unorganized county militia and constitutional sheriffs in their county. We must, everybody is part of the militia, and that's the unorganized militia. The National Guard is the militia, and we're going to be hopefully working with the government at some point in time to restructure the National Guard, to make things certain, very clear. National Guard is here for the purpose of defending the nation, not to be sent out to foreign wars. That's number one. And once we get rid of all of these evil people in power, that shouldn't be a problem. But we should fix that into our papers here, that they can't do this as far as the organizing of the National Guard. And there are certain things about the National Guard that needs to be tweaked and changed in order to make it constitutional. We have Brent Winters with us, and he's partnershipping with us, and he's a common law lawyer. His website, by the way, is commonlawyer.com. And he has written a book on the militia of the several states. Very powerful book, and we use that book to create a course, so we have a course on the militia of the several states. We have resolutions for the militia of the several states. We have a lot of stuff for that. So anyway, we'll be learning all those issues, and each one of those is a topic on their own, and we'll cover that over on Monday night meetings as we go forward. And also the Sheriff Project. Everyone should be participating in getting our sheriffs to become constitutionally minded. Very few of them really are. And if you scroll to the top of our page on the right-hand side, you'll see government by consent. And if you click on that, you'll then read a little bit about the book. And, we give you the details of the book, or we give you the table of contents. You can read our preface on this page. You click on that preface to read the book preface, and I think it's 23 pages. Give you a really good taste of how the book flows and what it's about, and it should definitely excite you. It's very powerful. The preface alone will empower you as one of the people. So everybody should consider getting a book. If you can't afford one right now, start saving up and get a book, Government by Consent. Now, we also need to get a book to our sheriffs, and that's what the Campaign for Constitutional Sheriffs is all about, and the Committees of Safety should be working with that to make sure their county sheriff gets a book. So anybody who wants to get their sheriff a book, you can, when you click on order form, you click here to print the order form, and you fill out the information for yourself to buy a book if you want, or you just fill out the information for your sheriff to buy a book, okay? We've got some people who want to get the book themselves and deliver it to the sheriff themselves. I understand that idea, and that's all nice and everything. You have to get to a certain point to be able to do that in the first place. But if we can prep the sheriff before you even approach him, we are working with sheriffs who are organizing nationally. They're working together in one state, and they're working their way out into other states, and they're working with other sheriff's organizations, and they're trying to get everyone involved and get them proper education that we offer here at National Liberty Alliance. And they're going to write a letter, and every time we send a book out to a sheriff, that letter is going to be inside that in that book. And when that sheriff gets the book, he's going to get something from an organization, which is the sheriff's organization, Common Law Organizing of Sheriffs. And they'll get an invitation to join their group and contact information on who they are. And then this book is being presented to them from them, and that they are really working for getting constitutional sheriffs. That's the most powerful way to get a book to a sheriff, for them to take it serious, number one. The book in itself should be impressive to get them to read it, and they should be inquisitive about it. But it's much powerful if the sheriffs say, hey, read this book, because we need to get back into the Constitution. And with all that's going around, that all, again, this is just adds on to it. And these are all prerequisitional things that'll get that sheriff ready to meet their county committees of safety. And by the time you organize and get things going, these books will already have been in their hands and hopefully been read, or at least mostly read, and then they've been primed. And we talk about you in the book, the committees of safety. So you then, at that point, then make the connection, and every sheriff should be at your meetings. Now, they may send their deputies, and that'd be a good thing. That's okay. It doesn't matter. But some representative from their department should be with you all the time. So anyway, going back to where we were on our page, organizing your county. Next step, again, education. The committees of safety must be properly educated and encourage the people in their communities to do the same. We're digging things down and breaking things down all the way down to the election districts, particularly working with the committeemen. And it'll be very easy using the committeeman process, who's working with you and working with the committees, you know, not only the committees of safety, but with the administrators and vice versa. It'd be really easy to get out into the community to knock on doors through the committeemen, especially during election time, and handing out literature and information to get them to the meetings of the committees of safety and so on and so forth. So we can educate the people in our communities. Remember what Jefferson said: if a people is expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. Okay. As we're getting down closer to the bottom of the page, we have organizing instructional PDF documents. Very powerful. Go through them. Here are some places where you'll get some flyers, one-pagers. You can print them out and hand them out. You know, we have the 1936 Constitution of Russia. Very impressive constitution. Problem is there is no enforcement. And, you know, they don't have the Second Amendment. And the eighth-grade tests. Okay, 1895. I'd have a lot of those printed out at meetings and hand those out. And you know, once people get one copy, they come the next week, you know, they shouldn't take another one. Maybe this should be always there for other people, new members to be. Whenever you get a new member, you should hand a list of papers out to them, which will help to educate them, prepare them, let them know what we're doing, inform them. And so we got a lot of flyers and we got a lot of one-pages. But definitely the eighth grade test, that'll blow your mind. The eighth grade level back then was close to a college level, okay? That's how powerful eighth grades can be when you really teach the children properly. Not to teach the children what to think, but to teach the children how to think, to give them a classical education, to teach them about the Constitution with this capstone Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our declaration is a covenant with God that we made to be under the blessings of His liberty. We wouldn't have the blessings of liberty if we were not under His covenant. We didn't have a covenant with Him and act underneath Him, His laws. So common law is God's laws. Equity is man's law. And equity is for the purpose of controlling, you know, the agents of different agencies and commercial activity and so on. So anyway, go through these things, see what you want to hand out. You should probably have stacks of different kinds. Some of them are a little long, so you may not want to print them out. I don't know. We have Robert's Rules of Orders down on the bottom. People should get acquainted with that. People can come up to the website anytime and download them. You can put these as downloadable things. You can download them, and they're PDFs, and post them up on your meetup groups, and people can download them right off the meetup site and get them educated off your meetup site, too. Robert's Rules of Order is definitely something that should be up here. As a matter of fact, I would say everything we have on this one list called Organizing an Instructional PDF Document should be up on your meetup group site. Then we have Committees of Safety Organizing Instructional Word Documents. So some of these things that are in PDF is also in Word, because you need to manipulate some of them, write your own stuff. We have the Committees of Safety National Disaster Plan. We're not going to go into that tonight, but at some point maybe we will. We have the Committees of Safety Resolution, and these things need to be downloaded, handed out to your members, and discussed, and worked through, and then you should come to resolutions, and then seal them and sign them. And you see, one of the things you're going to have to do, you have to organize yourself, okay? So you have to do resolutions, and you also want to take vows. We have a vow here. And you want to do certain things to bring together so you have the paperwork sealed. And when you go to see the sheriff, once you do that, once you actually organize properly and you have the paperwork behind, which explains exactly what you're doing and what you're resolute about, that's when you see the sheriff and you produce those papers to the sheriff and you invite him to the meeting. You go to his office. Did you make an appointment? You go to his office. And you bring the paperwork and give it to him or her. and invite them to the next meeting and ask them if you could talk to a group and tell them we'll probably watch a video beforehand. And, you know, certain videos you might want to watch while the sheriff's there to impress the sheriff on his need to be a constitutional sheriff. And then, of course, you know, we expect that the sheriff should... Well, first of all, you'll be voters for him. You know, you'll be supporting him if he's coming to your meetings and doing the right thing and protecting the people. You know, he's the top cop in the county. He's the guy to call when you have a problem with anyone in government. Okay, back to our page here. We have a couple of MP3s, one on a handbook. We have a handbook for committees of safety and also a committee of safety presentation. We did that back in 2016. As a matter of fact, it looks like both of them we did back in 2016. One on our handbook and one on our on a presentation of the handbook. I mean, a committee of safety presentation on the handbook, I think, because we have a handbook for the committees of safety. Now, there might be some things in there have changed since we wrote that, but you'll see the contradiction from what we're talking about today and what may have been written in there. I'll have to go review that, but I don't have the time right now. But it's no big deal. Even if you did things that way, it'd be fine, too. Download PowerPoint videos for county meetings, okay? Here's where a lot of tools here. These are the things you want to play at a meeting and then discuss. Play at a meeting and then discuss. Play at a meeting and get this and then discuss. Get everybody educated. You might even want to post the ones that you've already played up on your website, you know, the meetup.group website, for people to download them right off of there. Or send them to this page and download them here. Okay? So that pretty much covers everything we need to really look at in starting of the organizing. You know, it's very simple to get organizing. It's just organizing to go get organized. That's all. All of the knowledge of all of these other things, that's going to develop within you at the meetings, you know. No one's going to come into this thing knowing all about the committeemen, knowing all about the administration for the grand juries, how to develop and work out, and what's the requirements for the militia, and how to contact your sheriff. All those things are different things we're going to talk in more detail about, but you got to start organizing now. By the time you have your first meeting, you're going to have a lot more knowledge and you're going to have a lot more ideas. Like, let's play this video first. Let's do this next. And, you know, you'll work that all out as a people in your county. But going back to the top of the page, I just want to cover something really quick here. On the top right-hand side of this page, we have three links. One of them is download the Committee of Safety flowchart. I'm going to click on that right now. And this basically is a flowchart of some of the things and ideas on how to run the meeting. And definitely a page you want to print out and hand out to everyone. And you can add and take away to this list, you know, but I don't know if you want to take much away from it, but definitely can add to it. And basically sets out the structure of the Committee of Safety, which is a chairman, co-chairman, treasurer, secretary, and then the members. Okay? And there's lots of room for leadership. I mean, you should get people who are specializing in working with the militia and focusing in teaching and working and developing that. Get people with the administration focusing and working with that, and the committeemen, and other things that you'll be doing, working with the sheriff and so on. Okay, another thing up here: download a Committee of Safety flyer, a PDF. And this is something basically you should pass out at the first, whenever anybody attends the meeting for the first time, this should be definitely handed out. Because this gives a little synopsis and overview of what exactly you're doing. And you're looking to restore the law of the land, common law courts, common law grand juries, common law petit juries, equity courts, rules of common law, elected committeemen, county militia, constitutional sheriffs, legislative statesmen, lawful money, proper education, our heritage, and political party, and force of republic review. And all of this requires organizing of the elected committeemen, the jury administrators, the constitutional sheriffs, and the county militia. All to restore the republic under the wing and under the auspices of the Committee of Safety. That's what it's all about. That's what we need to do. Committeemen. There's one committeeman or woman for each election district. Give me an example. Dutchess County in New York has 249 election districts. Okay, therefore, my county has 249 committeemen. And committeemen, they interview the candidates. Committeemen decide who gets onto the ballot. Committeemen observes and certifies vote counting. If we had elected committeemen, we wouldn't have a voting problem, by the way. If we had free and independent elected committeemen, they never could have stole the vote, which they're not going to get away with, as we know. Committeemen monitor and elect individuals to ensure they don't overstep their authority. Committeemen monitor and hand out the counting of the votes in public. They monitor and hand counting of votes in public. They can recall. They can end the two-party system. They can run educational campaigns within their districts. You know, in each election district, there's no more than 400, which would really be in, like, the city areas where you'd have 400 people in an election district. I don't think they go much over 400, maybe 450, 430. But most election districts have maybe 200. And, of course, that's one party side, and maybe the other party has 200, so it's 400. And if we get rid of parties, and we don't need parties, we make that case. We have a paper, and we'll cover that soon. Well, actually, we've already done that. You can see that on the parties. We've already posted those. We did a Monday night program on it, and it is also posted up on Underneath People's Duty, come to organizing our county committees of safety, and the instructional video conferences. You'll see that there. People should go look and go through that, and I'm sure you'll agree by the time you get to the end of that paper that, wow, we need to get rid of parties. You know, George Washington warned us. He almost begged us. He spent two-thirds or more of his farewell speech, okay, to talking about the parties and how destructive they are, and we need to stay away from them. America shouldn't have parties. No political party. We don't need them. What do we need a political party for? We have a constitution. There's nothing for them to talk about. Go obey the constitution, do your job, and stop it. The states may want to do something special and push for a constitutional convention. But before we even do that, how about we use the constitution that we have first and see if we're deficient after that, whether we have to do anything more. Let's use it first. That's an idea, huh? So, anyway, that you could do. You can come up here and watch all those videos on that party particularly. Okay, so we saw the flyer. Now, there's one more here that we want to look at, is the NLA structure PDF. You can click on that. All right. And this shows people how National Liberty Alliance is organized. We have an administrative director, and all those things listed under there is the duties, and we're writing details and information, sort of regulations, I guess you'd call it, on the operations of all of these things. Education and content director, a public relations and marketing director, an operations director, and a militia affairs director, which also deals and works with the sheriff. Okay? Now, underneath the operational director is the district coordinators, and there are 10 district coordinators, and they are working with the states, who are working with the counties, to assist in any way necessary to help people to start their county committees of safety. Okay? So you can look down here and see the district coordinators. We have District 1, District 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the states involved with it. And if you want to talk and make contact with your district organizer, all you have to do is go to the blue bar and click on directory on the top of the blue bar. And we looked at that a little while ago, but here's all the information, the contact information, phone numbers, and they will assist you in any way that they can in organizing your county committees of safety. Okay, just a couple of more things and we'll end it. This is going up to about an hour long now. In the coming weeks, we're going to get into parts of these things we're talking about. We're going to look deeply into the committeeman. We're going to look deeply into the grand jury or trial jury administrators. We're going to look deeply into the militia and to the sheriff and all of these things. And again, they'll be recorded, and you'll be able to download them or watch them online or whatever you want to do. Bring them into your meetings and talk about it and so on and so forth. We need to be communicating, talking, and hashing over all these things. And all in that process, we will be empowering ourselves with knowledge of who we are. We, the people, ordained and established this Constitution for them. We are above the law. We, the people, make the law. That's extremely important to understand that. We the people make the law, and we the people decide the law. Now, the law that we make is the Constitution for the United States of America. They need to be obedient to that. The three powers of government, the three branches that we created, they need to obey those things. We had to give these powers to a government in order to run a government. Okay, but it's limited powers, it's limited jurisdictions. And guess what? In a court of law, if they bring these things up and the people don't like a particular issue, any governing jury at the time, any petit jury can say, hey, we don't like that. We're nullifying it. Doesn't matter to us. Let's move on in court. And nobody can say a thing because we, the people, state and make the law. Now, the law being under equity, of course, not the law of God. We, the people, are judged only by God's law. Okay, so we go to court, that judge has no say on giving us some kind of a prison sentence or whatever they want to do. They have no say to decide whether we're innocent or guilty. No. That's not the way a common law court works. The people are there. God said that he put his laws into the hearts of men, and all men knows, okay? And God talks about this in detail. Men know. Even the Republicans, they know. Or the publicans, not Republicans. Even the publicans, they know. In other words, the people in government or in power and authority. Everybody knows what the law is. You know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and so on. But we don't have to tell you that. So, you know, in order for there to be a crime, it's very simple. This is a principle and a maxim of common law. In order for there to be crime, must be an injured party. No one's injured, guess what? There is no crime. Okay? And you can't be held to injuring yourself. If you want to stick a needle in your arm, that's your business. I mean, I'll try to talk you out of it. I'm sure most people will try to talk their friends and neighbors out of that, but we can't stop them from doing that. I mean, that's a sin, whatever, but that's their business. They're in charge of their own behavior. Okay? And then only under very special circumstances would we try to put someone into a place, a psychological ward or something, you know. But generally speaking, people have the power and the authority to do what they want. Government cannot come down upon them. So there must be an injured party, and the government cannot be that injured party. Now, of course, you know, there are certain kind of crimes that are obvious. You know, someone is embezzling out of the government or extorting or whatever, you know, they need to be dealt with. And equity does cover that. And equity does play a role in a common law court. If someone is an agent in some agency and they're operating under codes and regulations, because that's who it's for, or commercial activities, particularly interstate on a federal level, and they're operating on those levels, then they can be held accountable to those regulations and those codes. Now, if it's a regulation, then they go to equity courts. They're called administrative courts because it's administrative business. It has nothing to do with us. And Congress has written, you know, 57 codes to deal with all the agencies. And that's all. They cannot write codes for us. You know, you can't have a weapon. You can't do this. You can't. And it has nothing to do with us. They've done that. We need to get rid of it. That's the purpose of Republic Review. But nevertheless, we're under the law, and we're not under equity. But if someone is under equity, and it's a criminal act, maybe embezzlement or something, whatever you want to call it, and they're under equity, well, if there's a criminal act attached to it, they have to be tried by a jury in a common law court, a court of law, not a court of equity. And the people get to decide whether to apply those regulations or those statutes against an individual. They may be guilty of sin, but there may be extenuating circumstances, situations, and the jury may say, hey, you know, if I was there, I'd do the same thing. So, hey, forget about that law. We're not going to apply that to that person. So, you see, the people decide. You get 12 people coming together with 12 different points of view, and they're listening to a court case, and they come together. They're going to figure out what the truth is. You know, there is, you'll see the contradictions in the state. And one person, hey, you remember, he said, oh, yeah, I remember he said that. Yeah, that contradicted that. You're right. This guy is guilty of that. Or the opposite, or whatever. So people will figure that out. So we need our common law courts back. And that is one of the most important things we, the people, need to be doing. Okay, Let's just take one other look at a few other little places. We're not going to get in much detail. We'll get into more detail on all of these things again in as we move along from Monday to Monday. But under organizing your county committees, people's duty, organizing your county committee of safety, you have those instructional video conferences. Okay, again, we spoke about that. We showed that. Find your county committees of safety. We spoke about that. We showed you that page. And these are the two things that are necessary to be completed. You have to be organized and completed before you approach your sheriff. And again, we have a paper on this, all right? You have to have a committee of safety charter. So let's take a quick look at the committee of safety charter. And basically, this is a framework. And your state, this is a paper that gets filled out. We have this in PDF, and we also have it in DOC. Microsoft Word, and at the top of this you see there's two links there. Download the COS charter in DOC or download it in PDF. And basically you fill it in, your state, your county, committee of safety charter. And until you do these two things, this is one of two things you need to do. You don't want to approach your sheriff yet, because this tells the sheriff who you are and what you're doing. Okay, it starts with authority. Okay, I'm not going to read through this, and it goes to the purpose and history of the committees of safety and why you're bringing them together. In the future, at some point in time, we will cover these things and make a video on each one of these things, this charter and resolutions. Goes into the purpose, okay? And then what the goals of the committee of safety is, what the objectives of the city of safety is. Talks about the positions, such as the chair and the co-chair, and the committee of correspondence chair, and the treasurer, and the secretary, and the duties of the chair. The duties of the vice chair, the duties of the treasurer, the duties of the secretary, the duties of the chair and vice chair, election of the chair and vice chair. And then it gets into the meetings and communications. You're setting yourself up here for a charter on who you are, what you're doing, and how you're going to approach it. And what the agenda is, and the keeping of minutes, and you're going to say, the Roberts Rules of Order, and you're going to adopt them. And then you're going to sign off on this, you're going to date it, and then you're going to put a seal on it. And we give information on where people can get a seal. We give very specific instructions how to create a seal. And everything that the Committee of Safety works with should have their seal on it with the signatures of those four individuals. And so that's setting up really your charter. The other important thing, okay, that needs to be set up, again, under people's duty, organizing your county committee of safety. Come down to the right side and down to the bottom. Committees of safety resolution, which should be attached to the charter. Okay, these are the resolutions. And from time to time, you'll add to these resolutions. And these resolutions that we're offering in the framework, we really hope you kind of keep them all in there. I mean, you could tweak them a little bit. And we're expecting that counties are going to add to it. But really, we've really worked hard to try to figure some important things that every county committee of safety really should be focusing in on, come to a resolution. And again, like I said, you can change the wordings of these things. On the top of this page, you can see you can download the committee of safety resolution in a doc or in a PDF. Okay? And it starts off with, your state, your county committee of safety. Puts an address of the committee of safety, the phone, the fax, and it dates this paperwork. Everyone should get a P.O. box or something, or a suite in some post office box services or somewhere where you have an address, and you should have a phone number. And that phone number could be passed around to people. You could do something, you can come online, and there's places, maybe we'll talk about this one Monday, I just don't remember the name of it, but there is a place that I use, and I have a phone number there, and the phone number would be directed to me during certain time periods, or if I wanted to, I could direct it to someone else, or I could direct it to myself, and if I don't answer, someone else will answer. So a service like that, which is very cheap, about $15 a month, that's something that every committee of safety should invest in. And someone will answer the phone at all the times, and you have the rollovers, And worst case comes the worst, you'll have to get a machine, and you'll get back to the person. But again, you should have an address, and you should have a phone number, and you should have a fax. And again, you should get a fax online too. I'll try to write a paper on that and put it under Committee of Safety, where you can go to get a phone and where you can go to get a fax. We have online fax. I don't even think I get charged for that. I don't remember. With the phone service, I have fax abilities also, and I receive fax, and when a fax comes in, it comes to my email with the fax attached. But I do have, I think it's a free service where you can fax out for free. And whatever that is, and if it costs money, it's $10 a month or something, it's cheap. And I'll put that underneath. I'll get that information and put it underneath the People's Duty and under the grant, under the Committee of Safety Organizing page. Okay, on this thing, again, you are at this point, you're creating a Committee of Safety proposed resolutions. That would be on the top. You put up your State and County Committee of Safety. And insert the name of your local government, city, and town. And you're going to get a copy to all those individuals. And, of course, you're going to hand-deliver one to your sheriff on your first meeting in his office. And your second meeting with him will be at your meeting. So it references the County Committee of Safety, whatever county you're in, and it gives a date, the purpose, the plan of action. It goes through FEMA plans in times of emergency and documented below. And it goes to certain information, and again, a chain of command, local pre-preparedness plan during national emergency. Again, put your information down in here, and it goes through the details. And again, you can alter these things on these papers and tweak them according to, you know, the county's needs and whatever your perception of things and so on and so forth. But you do have to have a charter, and you do have to have a resolutions, and this is what's going to define who you are, and we're going to let everyone know, all of the local governments and particularly the sheriff, this is what we're doing, this is who we are, come see, come participate, because we're constitutionalists. And we're the people, and we put you in office, and we can take you out of office. And that's serious. That's where the committeemen can remove anyone and run an election to 90 days, get someone else in that office. We'll discuss that also as we continue on. So anyway, you fill out this information, you add to whatever is necessary, and then you sign off on it. Again, you put a seal on it, and you have those papers. The secretary holds those papers and should be able to hand them out and prepare them for delivery to anybody that the committee deems necessary to receive that copy. And the secretary will prepare that paperwork, put a seal on it, and get it out to that individual. Maybe you'll do best way to do it. With your local governments is hand deliver it. Make an appointment, come in and see the mayor, come in and see the governor, come in and see everybody. Well, you don't have to deal with the governor end, but anyone within your county level particularly, or anyone that touches your election district, like your assemblyman, state senator, your U.S. senator, U.S. congressman, and so on, those people should get a copy and say, hey, we're in charge. And this is the way it's going to be. So anyway, everybody will work those things out. I think that covers it for tonight. Next week, I'm going to focus in, I think, on the committee man a little bit. I think that's going to be our focus. I may change that around. I got to make a decision on what I think is, after I review what we just went through today, take a look at all the lists of things we need to educate people on. And then I'll make a decision on what next week will be. But I think it's going to be on the committee, man. And then maybe the week after that, possibly we'll focus in on the jury administrators so we get more details. And since we meet weekly and we give a weekly talk on some subject matter as we did today, then we will get through things a lot quicker than you would at your committee to safety educational-wise, because we'll have four different things that we'll talk about every month, or even five sometimes in a month, because we meet every single Monday. And we rarely set a meeting off. Even Christmas and New Year's, we still meet unless it fell on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve and New Year's. But other than that, we're here every Monday, and we'll talk. And we record everything, so if you miss it, you can get educated that way. And all the other things we're sharing. Again, under the People's Duties, Again, becoming a jury administrator. That's the subject we're going to be focusing in on. Becoming a committee man. We're going to focus in on that subject on a Monday. Rebuilding the county militia. We're going to focus in on that. I may ask Brent to actually do that one because he wrote a book on that. Restore constitutional sheriffs. We're going to get into that and deal with that subject matter in greater detail. But under the committee man, we have the Republic Review. Again, I'm going to talk with GR and see if he's going to come in maybe one Monday and teach us and talk to us about the Republic Review. And again, if you click on these links, people should be going through these links and getting familiar with the information underneath here. But the Republic Review, if you click on that link alone, you know, you take a look at that and see what's going on under that particular link. And we got quite a few videos on the Republic Review. You watch all these videos, you'll get a really great understanding of exactly what's being done here. And again, this is a committee man project. The Republic Review is a committee man project. They're the ones that need to become active with this particular process. But they need the committees of safety to support them, to get behind them, to work with them, to assist them. And you should become educated into what it is that they're doing. And you will get educated on this page. Trust me. We've got a lot of stuff written up on it, and we've got a lot of videos on it. Okay, so that kind of ends what we're going to be talking about today, and very shortly we're going to move into an open forum, and people can ask questions and make comments concerning this subject tonight. Okay, I would like to apologize for that. That was a recording, by the way. I usually always record the beginning subject matter, and I always listen to it. I did listen to it. It was really clear. But I did notice when it started, it seems to have been very loud. So maybe it was over-modulating on my side. I don't know if anybody's got any knowledge on that kind of a thing. Maybe they can get a hold of us and assist us in trying to clean that tape up, or I'd have to re-record it again. But what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to post this tonight's program up anyway. And during the week, I'm going to work on redoing that particular part of it and hopefully splice it together and then repost a much clearer copy. But I'm going to call, the people we use here for this program, this meeting program that we use, and see what they think and why it came over so badly. Because they have a broadcast, and we just upload this stuff, and then we broadcast. So, let me see. A couple other things before we move forward onto other subject matters. All the directors, if you have any problems getting a hold of the lists, you can get a hold of your director, and we've shown where the directors are. You read under the directory, you'll find a list of directors, and discover who's in your particular state and who covers your state. So there are 10 districts. We give the breakdown here. We did this all by time zones. And again, for instance, in District 1, which covers Washington and Oregon, you can call your director here, Mel, and they should be able to help you now. They're a little in training too, but they've been around a while and they should have a lot more knowledge than particularly newer people. We can always use more help on a national level, by the way, so anybody who would like to volunteer some time. There are certain positions we will be hiring on in the future. We don't have the funding for that yet, but we're working on that, and that should come eventually. So there will be paid positions on the national level here, National Liberty Alliance. But even all of us that are working with National Liberty Alliance trying to feed the people the necessary knowledge to organize their grassroots and save the Republic, all of those people are also involved on, or should be involved on, their local level in their own grassroots in their own counties. And as a matter of fact, that's mandatory for anyone who is working with us. To work to get one started or start one or join one that's already started. And even if they, again, become a placeholder of the certain position, like the contact for that county committee of safety, they could be a placeholder until someone else takes that over and will work to organize their county. Now, one of the things I did is I did download the Excel sheets. As you could see, this is a list of people in my state, and it's broken up by county. And, for instance, I'm in Dutchess County, so we got quite a few people in Dutchess County that are signed up here. We'll be inviting to our meeting. Plus, we're already somewhat organized. We've been inactive for about a year or so, but I'm speaking to some people, and we're going to re-energize that and bring us into the Committee of Safety. So we probably have 30 or 40 people that we could probably pull back together in our original group. Plus, the new people here will be pulling in. Some of these people are already in our group also. But what I'm going to do, and other people can do, and we've done this throughout New York, and, you know, I used to go to a lot of different meetings, not only in my own county. I used to go up to Girard's County and some other people that we were close with in Columbia County, and they'd come to our meetings, and we'd learn from each other. What I'm going to do is I'm going to invite people from other counties that are close by me to this first meeting that we're setting up right now. We were planning on meeting by the end of the month, but so many things were taking place, I really didn't work on that. But I did make the call today, and we're going to organize for a date sometime in maybe mid-February or beginning February. But what we're going to do is we got Orange County is like right across the bridge to us, okay? And we've got quite a few people in Orange County. We will invite those people to our meeting in Dutchess County and encourage them to do the same thing in their county. And I'll offer my time to them if they want me to help come out and start the first meeting. And I want to do that throughout all of New York, I think. We've also Putnam County is it's one county south of us. So we'll invite those people, too. We used to have people from some of these counties come to our meetings anyway. Rockland County is just a little further south on the other side of the river from me, so we'll invite those people, too. And then finally, Ulster County. So we're looking at probably between all these counties and different organizations and the organization we have, I'm sure we'll have 100 people or more. Possibly could have, well, we'll say 100 people or more. And that will really spark up three or four or more counties right here just in my own neighborhood. And we'll encourage them to do the same thing with the counties next to them as they flourish and flower out throughout the state. And again, I'm going to participate with traveling the state. I did talk with an individual today who's very active the northwest part of New York, up in Niagara County, and hopefully he's going to kind of do this in his county. And he used to go around teaching the committee man, so he'll probably hit that end of the New York State, and that would be a lot convenient for me. So it's like a 4-hour drive to get there, but I'll travel if I have to. Again, people in your county, you'll pick up people who will pick this up very quickly, people who already have some knowledge, maybe members that have been with us for a while and have a lot of the knowledge. But you'll get people who will master this whole thing. And once they feel comfortable, you know, they can go out and start pushing other counties. But again, it doesn't take much to be educated on organizing, because that's what we discussed tonight. How to organize, and it's a step-by-step process. Everything is here that you need, and so we will, again, we all, lots of people can go out and organize other counties. So let me close this down. By the way, is Brent in yet? Jan or Terry? Anybody seen Brent? Brent, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to pass it over to you in a couple of minutes, and then we're going to open up for open forum. But before we do that, let's see, Gerard, are you here? Calling Gerard. If you're here, okay, I hear you fumbling around on the mic here, so I see you're here. I'm going to pass things over to you, the controls, in a short while. I just want to go through a few more things before I do that and introduce Brent. Let's see, again, this video we did tonight will be available, and I'll try to work on cleaning up that sound. And if anybody has a background or a program or background in how to clean up an audio. And again, there's nothing wrong with the audio I have. I just have a feeling that it was overmodulating. It was, you know, very powerful, and I think that caused the problem. But I'll be talking with someone from this program that we use. I don't know why I can never think of the name of this program. It's Dot Meeting. That's what it is. So I'll see if they can clean it up there. Maybe they can run it through and kind of stabilize the program, you know, or whatever. I really hope I don't have to re-record the whole thing. That takes some time putting all that together. Let's see if there was one other item that I wanted to cover. I guess that's pretty close to it. Jan, do we have any questions that were mailed in, emailed? And if we do, how many?
Well, we've not used any for about the last 3 weeks. I got about 5 pages.
Oh, is that all? Oh, goodness. All right, well, let's take a few. I mean, I'm so sorry that we're not able to catch up on that, but with all the teaching we do, and we want to get to open forums here to the people that are with us, you want to throw me some, whatever you think might be best to look at first? I mean, I don't want to do too many right now.
Okay, about the first step for becoming a committee man, the printout form, Republican designation petition. How do you find the form for printout that is blank so I can fill it out?
Okay, we'll cover that on the when we do the committee man, and I think we're probably going to do the committee man next week. And we'll go through those forms and everything. That is an education. It's really, everything is very simple, but you have to be very, very careful how you fill that paperwork out, because there's some traps in there designed, I believe, some of them, in order to throw your paperwork out. But there are mistakes that you could make, and you don't realize you're even making it, and they will throw your paper out. So we have to be very careful going through that. We do have under the people's duty, if you click on become a committee man, you'll get a lot of information on that. But right in that same drop-down box here, we see committee man petition process. And we also have committee man proposed rules, which, by the way, we wrote the rules back in 2013 when we had quite a few elected committeemen in the state of New York. And we had people that came together, Republicans and Democrats together. We had a convention in Kingston, New York. And we rewrote the party rules, and we voted on them and sealed them. And even though we're not recognized yet, because we have to win this case in the court, and that we'll discuss next week also. But we did make the new rules, and the rules were there to empower the people, not to bring people into subjection, into some authority that is above us somehow, because that's what you have. These parties are totally controlled, both parties. And any other party that you think is good, believe me, they already got their parasites deep within those parties and are already working on subverting the parties to take them in different directions. And that's why the warning is so important that we put forward a little earlier in this program, that we have to be very careful. We will get people coming in with ego. We'll get people coming in who want to bring in their plan. We're going to get people who want to subvert this thing and bring it into the man on the land stuff or some other direction. So we have to stay on point. We spent a lot of time, years as a matter of fact, putting all this information together, studying, researching, looking into election laws, and seeing how things work, and involving ourselves as actually becoming the committee man in this case. But one of the most important things here is to click on the committee man petition process. And this is where you'll get video that will walk you through. And on the same page, you'll be able to click here to download the PDFs for the petitions. And there should be somewhere in here on this page probably also the doc so that you can download it in Microsoft Word and you can fill everything out. If that's not here, I will update that and get it up here. I don't see it here right now, but it might be in another place possibly. But I don't want to spend too much time on this because we're going to talk about this next week. All right, next question.
How can we start combating the mask mandates locally?
Well, that is a battle uphill because people are so frightened, some of them. We see the Gestapo come out of these people. I've walked into a place where I've taken my mask off after because I was in there too long and I was just having problems breathing. And I took my mask off, and boy, did they come down on me like a ton of bricks, which I'm going to do a lawsuit because they denied me service and it was in the post office. So, this is not the law to begin with. We all know that. I know in New York, in the quote unquote governor's law, it says that it's effective on a certain date. And it goes on to say any individual is over the age of 2, and here's the key words coming up, and able to medically tolerate a face covering shall be required to cover their nose, mouth, and blah, 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 blah. But people won't even let you talk about that. And they throw you out and refuse your service. It's really crazy. That's a case that I'm going to be dealing with. It's a personal lawsuit that I am chasing down, and I'm going after 3 people and a postmaster. So 4 people on that. Getting rid of the mask problem, I think we're already seeing that they're already moving now to kind of shut off the big emergency on this now because they got control now. They're going to usher in something else now. And they want people back to work now, and they want kids back in school. I just heard Biden talking about this today. It's very difficult to have to turn onto those stations and listen to the poison. From time to time I do that. So it's going to take time. And it's not going to be, I don't think, totally dealt with until we get to the other side as far as taking legal recourse. All right, any other questions? Next question, shall I say. One more, maybe, or two.
On the January 4th national call, you stated that the final order to U.S. Supreme Court paper was sent to 21 people besides the SCOTUS justices.
Mm-hmm.
Francine read a list of at least some of the people and organizations to whom the paper was sent.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know if the paper copies were mailed to physical addresses or were attachments or links sent via email to the...
Oh, no, we do nothing. We do everything lawfully and through the mail, and we certify certain people. Anybody with a government that was serving this into, and obviously we sent it to all 9 Supreme Court justices, they were all certified. So we didn't do the return. We just did that little green sticker that you put onto the envelope and you they stamp it and that's your receipt. And on that, you don't need the return sticker because all you got to do is run that number through the post office. There is a site that I've got saved that I just run, click on that button, throw the number in, and it gives me the information, where that letter is or if it's been served and signature. You get everything, copy of the signature, everything that way. So you could save a few bucks by just doing the green paper that attaches. We did send it to quite a few people, and everything went through regular snail mail, U.S. Postal Service. And we don't serve anybody by email, or we don't send any information to our servant government, who thinks they're the masters. We don't send them through the emails. We were trying to educate sheriffs and send out lots of information through fax blasts, and we had 10 fax machines going 24/7 for quite some time and sending out information. But we're not doing that anymore right now. That was the last paper to go to the United States Supreme Court, and it's a paper that everyone should read. You can find that under the grand jury and click on Action Against the Judiciary, second one down. And on that, you can read all the papers that we did file here. The last paper we filed was on, actually it went out on January 2nd, but it was dated January 1st, which was, of course, New Year's. But it went out on 2nd, on a Saturday. And the paper is a very powerful paper, and you can read that paper. And it's only a few pages. It's only 6 pages. We didn't get into too much. We've written them enough information. We've warned them about enemies foreign and domestic, and we warned them about the fact that the United States Supreme Court is guilty of subversion against our Constitution at this point because they abrogated the law of the land. And they did that ultimately back in 1938. And they're aware of that because there is no constitutional courts anymore. The equity court is no longer under the law of the land. It's not part of common law. Equity is part of common law, by the way. Okay, it's just a different process. And we'll discuss that. We have discussed the difference between equity and law in the past, but we'll discuss that again in the future in more detail. But the bottom line on what we told him, and I'm just going to read two paragraphs, which is what's called the wherefore clause. This is a conclusion of what we're commanding, asking, or whatever concerning the court. But this is more of an order. Or a promise, or whatever you want to call it. But wherefore, we, the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, order Chief Justice John Roberts, and then I name all of them, Clarence Thomas and so on, all the way down to Barrett, to honor their oath and bring the inferior constituted tribunals, and bring the inferior constitutional tribunals that have plotted to destroy our natural law republics, and that's the judiciary, the 94 federal district courts we're talking about there, back under the chains of the Constitution, or suffer the consequence of indictment for silence and refusal to uphold and protect the Constitution. The respondents' inaction has caused instability to the domestic tranquility and has placed our republic and our liberty in jeopardy. And in the final paragraph, we, the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, are ordering, and again we name all of the justices, to honor their oath and secure the blessings of liberty to the people and our posterity. Any judge who does not comply with his oath to the Constitution of the United States wars against that Constitution and engages in acts of violation of the supreme law of the land. The judge is engaged in acts of treason. And by the way, that's not even my words. That's the words of the United States Supreme Court themselves, Cooper versus Aaron. So we, the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, has indicted more than 100 judges, mostly federal, but with many more indictments to follow. And then there's a little more here. Let's see, judge and bar attorneys have demonstrated that they cannot be trusted to impanel. This is where we inform them. We're taking the juries away from them. And they know this for a long time. There's a lot of, chatter going on down in New York City, particularly because of what we're doing here at National Liberty Alliance. And they're concerned that we're taking things away from them. And, you know, but in any event, we are taking the juries away from them, the control of the juries. Okay. But they have demonstrated that they cannot be trusted to impanel and orientate the people's jury. This must be implemented by the people themselves. We, the people, have concluded and ordered the respondents to order all federal district courts as follows. Acknowledge the natural law, provide forms to open natural law courts, which is no longer available, has been available since 1938. At no cost to the people, courts of justice are free, only equity courts can charge a fee. You know, you could charge a fee in an equity court because that has to do with a lot of commercial activity particularly, but also in their own activity as government agencies. We want them to acknowledge the right of habeas corpus. We have had a lot of problems with habeas corpus as they're not acknowledging them. And most of the judges that we're indicting are because they have not honored the right of habeas corpus. We want them to acknowledge the rules of the common law, both equity and law courts. We want them to acknowledge the law of the land and abolish Rule 2 and 12. As a matter of fact, we want to abolish all the rules. Until 1938, the rules of the court were the rules of common law. In 1934, Congress wrote the Rules Enabling Act, and that was a conspiracy particularly performed by the Bar Association because they control the judges, they control the courts, they control the judiciary completely. They control everything, the Bar Association. And they wrote the rules, and in those rules they put Rule 2, which abrogated the common law. Think about that. They wrote a rule to abrogate the common law, and they brought forth civil law. They say they combined common law or natural law with equity, and they call it civil law. And you'll find that right up. They say it clearly. You'll find it written up and right up on the United States Supreme Court's website, okay? So we, the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, after 30 days, will be commencing. It'll probably be a little longer than that because we need to go a little further into February and see what goes on before we... Matter of fact, we're going to wait till what has to happen first before we proceed with this. We'll be commencing a hearing to consider indictments against, and I name them all again. After observing your response to the aforesaid, justice will prevail. So we're going to see who steps up for the Constitution once things happen. And we're waiting for to see what the military does and what that last red line is that needs to be crossed, which I think, because I heard today, and I don't know how it's going to go in the Senate, but they're pulling insurrection against Donald Trump. And I should call him President Donald Trump, really, because he actually really is still the president. And, you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that later. But they're looking to go after him for insurrection. And they are doing everything they can to get this through, to impeach him under insurrection in the Senate. And if they found him guilty of that, that's the death penalty. Or could be the death penalty. It's necessarily the death penalty because there's different levels of subversion and treason in participating. But he's to them is the ringleader. You know, he's the guy. He's got to go. And believe me, Trump knows that. You know, but maybe that's the red line. Maybe that is the red line that activates the military at that point. But we do know, those of us who are following along with this, that there are six red lines. And we believe five of them have been crossed. Each line triggers an event or the next step. And the last one triggers the actual arrests. And maybe that's the last line. Maybe they're waiting for that. And they're going to be meeting, I think I heard, the first week of February. I don't remember. I think it was the 6th. Maybe I'm getting that confused because the 6th in January. Is it the 1st? They're coming together in Senate?
Well, no.
Okay. Well, I second, third, fourth, somewhere in the first week. So, anyway, we'll see what happens, and we'll be following along. These papers, everyone should really be taking a look at and reading because it's an education, all of these papers. And we gave them what's called a writ quo warranto. Which, again, we'll discuss that sometime in the future, what a writ quo warranto is. But in any event, they've been ignoring us just like, the court systems themselves are just ignoring us. And you know what? In the Supreme Court has said this, that when someone has a duty to speak and they remain silent, that's fraud. And these justices have a duty to speak, to save our nation, to support and defend. They are not defending the Constitution. They have succumbed to the enemy. And maybe some of them can't help it because they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. But once the arrests take place, we're going to see what they do and who's left. Because I think a couple of them already are just going to be taken out. All right, I'm going to end questions through there because we have to get moving on. Gerard, you want to take control of the controls here? Calling Gerard. Okay. Let me introduce Brent first. Brent Winters, he's an author. He's a common law lawyer. He wrote the book, The Excellence of the Common Law, great book. As you're starting to get educated, it's definitely a book you want to get and read, The Excellence of the Common Law by Brent Allen Winters. And his website is commonlawyer.com. Brent, you got the mic. And then we'll go to open forums right after Brent.
Thank you, John. My comments are my own. Take responsibility for them. They may or may not agree with the leadership of Liberty Alliance, or even you. But a couple of things that are important to say, given the unusual nature of the times, things are getting worse. The things that we said couldn't happen or wouldn't happen are happening. Hank Aaron died the other day. Big show. Big blow about the vaccine. They touted him as a representative of the African American community. And he was going to take the vaccine. It was in the news. And trying to promote the idea, getting all the African Americans to take it. Go ahead, trust Whitey. Take it again. Now he's dead. Friends, neighbors, and kin, this isn't a joke. These people are out to kill us. Well, I think that's the rational conclusion, even if they don't think so, because that's what's happening. Has this happened before? You bet it's happened before. I knew men when I was a young fella at home. I grew up awash among World War II veterans. My father's generation. Almost all of them are gone now. The only one I know that's left at home is my father. He's obviously not young at this point. But I knew men at home that were quadriplegics because of vaccinations that they received when they were inducted into the Army. Destroyed their lives. Many others died. Nobody ever talked about that. There's always a risk and a big one. But in this case, who has a clue? Who has ever had a clue what's in vaccinations? I remember in school when I was a boy, there were some children that would not submit to vaccinations. I remember watching children force vaccinated, screaming, kicking, and hollering. And the people that held them, at this point, I'm looking back and I'm saying, those adults should have been horsewhipped for what they did. It was a hoax then, just like it's a hoax now. I remember. Oh, yeah, it was a polio vaccination back then. And now we know that vaccinations had nothing to do with eradicating polio. We also know that viruses are not really clearly classified as living creatures. We know that now. What are they? Listen, if they were living creatures, once they got started, a virus, if it were a living creature, it would wipe out the human race, the race of Adam. That hasn't happened. What happens instead? Well, they go up, and viruses tend to spread, and then they fade away. Even the Black Death itself of the 14th century in Europe and England faded away. That's not what living creatures do. Living creatures multiply exponentially. Well, let's get down to business here. A couple of things. Remember what George Bush said? He said the Constitution of the United States is nothing but a GD piece of paper. You thought I was going to say a cuss word, but that's what he said. He said the cuss word. Well, is the Constitution of the United States just a GD piece of paper? Well, I'll say this softly, just so you don't get too excited, but no, it's not a GD piece of paper, but it is just a piece of paper. Yeah, that's true. What do I mean when I say that? I mean, well, consider this. If you've got a copy of the Bible, King James Bible, New American Standard, New International, whatever, you got a copy in your hand, is that the Word of God? That's an easy answer. No, it isn't. It's the best evidence we have of the Word of God. It's a record. It's the record of the Word of God. But it's not the Word of God any more than the Constitution, the copy of the Constitution you have is the Constitution. No, that's the record of the Constitution. It's on a piece of paper. A piece of paper never stopped anybody from doing anything. No, that's not the Constitution. The Constitution is what is alive in your mind and your soul. We write it down on paper so we don't forget it. Well, consider this. If the Constitution is on paper, and it's really just a record of the principles that are real. And that's what it is. How much more so? If somebody comes to you and says, I want to get you papered up. I want to get you papered up. That's what I hear people say. Well, what does that mean? What do they mean? They mean they want to get you out of the system by filing a piece of paper with the federal government. Get you papered up. Get you out. You're enslaved, they'll say. You're enslaved, and if you file this affidavit or this piece of paper, it'll get you out of the system. I don't know. It just seems to me if a slave is really a slave, and he hands his master a piece of paper and says, I just signed this affidavit that says I'm not a slave anymore, is that going to change things much? No, he'll probably tie him to a tree, have him whipped, and throw him in a cage for a while and see if his brain gets defogged a little bit. I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying let's think a little bit here. We're in dangerous times, it seems to me, and it's getting more dangerous. Those folk that want to enslave, and they're always those that want to enslave, always. Always have been. They've always been in conspiracy. Yes, there has always been a conspiracy to destroy our nation. Several of them, as a matter of fact. Don't get buffaloed into politically correct speech. What is a conspiracy? Well, a conspiracy is not a theory. It's crime at common law. Justice Jackson of the U.S. Supreme Court said that conspiracy is the darling of the prosecutor's nursery. I've heard prosecutors from the Southern District of New York say that they remember back in the 70s that all you had to do to get a criminal conviction of conspiracy in the Southern District of New York was make sure your defendants had their names end in a vowel and have a stool pigeon. Just a couple of defendants that names end in a vowel and have a couple of stool pigeons, and you can send people to prison for conspiracy. Why? Because it's easy. It's easy to prove conspiracy. All you need, as he was saying, are people that look like they could be guilty because of their ethnic background. That's how ugly it all is with conspiracy. But conspiracy has two elements. You just have to prove to the jury that there was some kind of an agreement between two or more persons, some kind of an agreement to commit a crime. That's all you got to prove. Doesn't have to be proven that it's agreement on paper. Doesn't have to be proven that it was ever even spoken between the two people that are accused. No, just has to be two folks that have an understanding of if I'm doing this and he does that, if he keeps shipping drugs into New York and I keep selling them, well, that's a conspiracy. That's how easy it is. Well, there's a conspiracy to commit a crime. Hank Aaron was murdered. Hank Aaron is victim of murder. When I saw that, it kind of made me mad a little bit. I used to watch Hank play at St. Louis at Busch Stadium when I was a very young fella. Wasn't he the one that did front flips when he'd come in to home base after hitting a home run? From third base to home, he'd jump. I think that was him. No, wait a minute. No, I think that was him. Well, somebody can correct me. But he was a good guy, good baseball player, sincere, but his sincerity got him killed. Somebody just messaged me. I want to see if they're correcting me. No, that wasn't me. Somebody said somebody's making noise moving something. It isn't me. I hear it too. Well, a piece of paper. The Constitution of the United States is a piece of paper. It is the best record we have of the common law principles of government that we live by that are very important to us, that are lawful. But note well, it hasn't stopped. That piece of paper hadn't stopped the evil empire. Oh, the Constitution tells us how to conduct an election for President of the United States, oh, right down to the detail. That didn't do much to ensure that anybody followed it, did it? Courts consistently refused to even hear the evidence. Folks said, oh, we put that gal on the Supreme Court. She's going to stand up for us. she didn't. Why? Well, I figured she's scared to. Why shouldn't she be? She's got a family, a lot of children. She didn't want to die. That's why we should think about that when you think about who you're putting on the Supreme Court. A person, a soldier that is entangled, said Paul the Apostle. A soldier, he said, is a soldier. Does not entangle himself with the affairs of life. No, he forgets everything, including his wife and children. Why? He may end up dying. He puts his life on the line. Mothers aren't expected to do that, and rightly so. That's the ugliness of war, but that's the way it is. Well, we're facing ugliness now. If the Constitution of the United States, of course, it is a piece of paper. Obviously, it hasn't stopped anybody from doing evil when it comes to the election of the president. What makes you think that if you sign some kind of a piece of paper, send a letter to the IRS, tell them you're out, you're not doing that anymore. Send a letter to the FBI, the CIA. What makes you think that's going to make any difference? Remember, it's just writing on paper. And everything you say on it may be true. It may be the law. Does that stop the evil empire? Listen, things are getting ugly. My brother reminds me. A good soldier does not silhouette himself on the ridge. That's stupid. Send him a piece of paper, sign it, tell him you're out. You're not having anything to do with them anymore. That's like waving your hands and saying, here I am, shoot me. By analogy, of course. Well, times are getting dangerous, it appears, or at least arguably so, and I'm just making the point, don't antagonize evil witches and warlocks. And that's what you've got running things, witches and warlocks. Back off a little bit. Take your breath. Get the lay of the land. Be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. This is covert, friends. This is not armies meeting each other on fields of battle and slugging it out. The communist Chinese have entered our country, and excuse me just a minute, I've got to do something here. The communist Chinese have entered our country. They've done it by stealth. They've done it in a way never done before, with technology that
Hey, we lost you, Brent. You're not coming through anymore. We lost you. Brent, we lost you there. Can you hear me? You're not coming through anymore. Does anyone hear Brent? Or maybe it's me.
No, he's gone. He dropped out.
All right, well, let's take someone a question or a comment until he comes back in.
Hang on a minute. Let me get back to my
screen. When he gets back up on the mic, did he come in as a host, Jan? Or Terry? Did Brent come in as a host?
Yes, he came in as a host.
Okay, so when he comes back, we'll hear him pipe in. So, okay, go ahead, take a question or a comment from.
From who? From the Q or Jan?
Yeah, no, from the Q.
Okay, so that's J.J. Wells. Go ahead, you've been unmuted. J.J. Wells. Hello. You've been unmuted. Well, maybe he's not paying attention. Nope. Well, let me try the next one. It's Benjamin Clark. Been unmuted. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Ben, Arizona.
Yeah.
I've received a couple questions regarding the website. There, at one time, there was I won't call it a slot or a tab, where you could join the militia. And now I don't see that.
I took that tab down recently because, really, look at the militia has to be constructed, built, and report within their counties. And we on the national end should not be participating in that part. You know, we'll encourage, teach, and but it's up to the counties to deal with this. And so every county needs to work with that. So they have to really sign up in their counties. And we also have a plan to attach ourselves very powerfully with the sheriff, as you heard in the earlier presentation. And we need to address the issue concerning the unorganized militia particularly. And out of the unorganized militia, as we build it, we should start to be able to reconstruct also the organized militia. And there is a plan to do that, and that gets a little complicated because we have the National Guard, which is supposed to be the militia. But we have to, once we get to the other side of things, we have to work that out to correct the problems with the National Guard and then fuse back together the militias of the several states. So really the militia really ultimately, when fully developed, is from the state itself. So it's not necessarily the county itself, but it's the state. But everything starts on the grassroots level. It starts in the counties and county to county to county, and you build through the states. But again, that's another plan we're going to get into detail in the future, you know, near future.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's take our next question. I'll click on the button. Maybe Jerome.
I'm sorry, I was muted. What I was saying is the states are marshals, and they have money that's supposed to be available, but nobody's doing it. It's still on the books, and you still got some figureheads walking around in the state. It might not be a bad idea to get a hold of some of those guys, because they're supposed to be helping the unorganized militias become organized militias. Of course, they you know, they vilified them since the McVeigh, you know, the bombing of the Murr building. So that's something we got to work through. Anyway, the next question is Elliot Roman. Go ahead, you're unmuted. Hello, Elliot.
Let me just make a note, Brent, if you're back yet, let us know.
How come he's muted? Let me unmute him. His mic shows muted there. Elliot, you've been unmuted. Go ahead.
Yeah. I received an email from John because, let me go back a little bit. I already finished all the courses that you had, you know, for the grand jury administrator. And I received a letter from, an email from John that it says that, of course, that this is my second time that I've been live on your in this conference.
Okay. Right.
I sent the email to John that I already finished all the courses, including the militia course. And the situation is that in my county, I don't find nobody that they got they are involved in this committee of safety. And I'm trying to get to know more about the Committee of Safety training. And my question is, do you have books or just on the website? Do you have study books or just on the website?
Well, yeah, we've had lots of books, I'm going through them now to post them. Some of them are already posted, but I don't want to focus too much onto them until I go through them. I wrote a lot of these books some years back, and we started pushing the Committee of Safety back in 2016, but we never really developed it and pressed hard enough, I guess. You know, we need help. That was the problem. And so without enough, and there's so much work that needs to be done, and all the people involved are working and trying to get all of the necessary things done that need to be done, redeveloping the site, rewriting things, writing a book, other booklets, writing papers to the courts. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And but now, especially with the emergency situation that the nation's in, we decided to really push hard on this Committee of Safety. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that have fallen asleep. And what you want to do before you contact these people, you have to see who is active. If you go to your state page and then click on your county and then see if there's anybody that started a Committee of Safety. And if there isn't, then maybe you should take the initiative to start it. And again, we can fumble along until we learn these things, and we can make mistakes. That's okay. We learn from our mistakes and so on. But to initiate that, and then once you get a partner or two or three, four people connected, that's when you want to plan for a meeting, okay, and invite lots of people. And that's when you want to make contact to the people in your county that may not be active. But when you call them and tell them, hey, we got a Committee of Safety going, you're with National Liberty Alliance, building the Committee of Safety on the grassroots level, and so on and so forth, they're more apt to respond, at least to hopefully to participate, and come to the first meeting. Invite them to the first meeting, get them out to the meetup page that you put together, and so on. But, yeah, we've got a lot of lumps in the log, and we're massaging them now and trying to get them active. And the more people involved, we'll do more massaging by contacting more people and getting them involved. But a lot of people, they do get complacent, and a lot of people have not taken things as serious as they should have taken. Hopefully now, with the emergency situation we're in, and a lot of people don't even realize what the plan is with the military and what's going on behind the scenes, they think the worst. Just listen to the news, it'll scare the heck out of you. So hopefully they're at least primed a little better to respond. I mean, we did get a pretty good response so far. And on our website, I think I'm still sharing, on the website here, if you look on the right-hand side, we did put up a page, a place where we can have the total county of committees organized. And so we have 22 that just started in the past few days, because we just posted the page up to start, where people can sign up. So it's been since last Monday, let's say. And so we've got 22 committees of safety initiated at this point out of 3,133. So please, everybody, get out there. Be a placeholder if you have to. Get things initiated. You can pass that responsibility to someone else. There are lots of people that will take on that responsibility, and there are a lot of people that, they don't want to for one reason or another. Maybe they don't feel they articulate with themselves well. Maybe they, don't feel that they can do it yet. Or maybe they're too busy or whatever. But just to become a placeholder and get some partners going and start establishing and building the beginning of the framework is extremely important. And then you can pass that on to someone else just by reversing what you did to get your name on there, after the person who's going to take it over puts their name in there. But we got to get active, and we got to get going, and we need to do it now more than ever. And look it, do not think that, and especially when Trump comes back and things happen and the nation is saved, so to speak, by the military, because that's the only thing that can do this, you know, people better not get complacent, because there's going to be a power vacuum, and we the people need to fill it. Otherwise, we'll be back here again. So, anyway, that's all I got to say about it. So. Anything else, Elliot?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I finished all my studies. I got 4 certificates, you know, from the civics, and.
Have you signed up for anything particular? You know, to we're looking for administrators. We need 4 administrators in every state. I mean, every county, and we need 1 paralegal secretary. You know, a professional. So we actually need 5, and that person will be an administrator also, particularly to fill in when it gets a lot of work or someone goes on vacation or whatever. Those are paid positions, professional paid positions. So anybody who wants that job, they need to get qualified for it, and anybody can get qualified, just go to learn. But when we send out the emails, Army emails going out is mass. It's a mass email that runs right off our website. So we send the emails off of our website. So we can't identify when we send the mass emails out for those who have taken the courses and so on and so forth. So we always usually write, you know, the dear NLA member, and then whatever the message may be. But we're really trying to push everyone to get going. And I'm expecting to see a big surge in the number of committees of safety organizers signing up, hopefully before next week, because, again, we need all national leaders to be participating with this as much as we need the members that are interested in the grassroots level to work there. And again, we all need to be working our own grassroots, every single one of us. But there'll be a lot of, there is a book, we have booklets, we've written a book for sheriffs, we've written a book for the jurist, we've written books, quite a few different books. I got to even think of some of the listings of some of the books. So we're working on a book right now. It will be a handbook for the administrators. We've written a book for the militia. So we've got a lot of handbooks we've written, you know. So.
Okay. Yeah, can you post it on those books, because I'm interested in learn, you know, as much as I can.
Well, we will be posting all of those booklets under the People's Duty. Some of them you'll probably find on the website if you look around. But again, I want to update them before we start posting them. We've reconstructed this whole thing under People's Duty and reorganized things. But you will find the booklets in its appropriate place. The booklets for administrators, you'll find it under Becoming a Jury Administrator. Booklets for the, we do have a handbook already for county organizers, for instance. If you click on that and you come down to the bottom where all the downloads are at on that page, I know there's a handbook in here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. There's elected officials handbook. There's a committee man's handbook.
I am connected to the website right now. In what section I can find those?
Underneath people, highlight people's duty, and come down to organize your county. And it's what we were talking about earlier, going through a lot of these things. Maybe you wouldn't hear then. Come down towards a lot of the writing. You'll see, COS organizing instructional PDF documents, and underneath there you'll see booklets, books. Here it is. No, that's a manual. We have a manual of arms up there also. We have a militia codes, rules, and resolution. Very important booklet for the people in the counties to understand the militia and going through the rules and making resolutions concerning, and that should be attached also to all the necessary paperwork in order to develop your committees of safety within your county. We have a national disaster page, Plan to Save the Republic. Let's see.
Hey, Elliot, this is your page.
Yes.
this is what you wanted. This is all the COS stuff right here.
Everything is here. Everything.
Right. So that's the short answer.
I think I took the Committee of Safety booklet down because I want to update it, and it might be in conflict with a lot of the things we developed on this page already. So I need to make sure that works. But and I think I took it down. But it could still be up here. I'm just missing it, you know. But go ahead. We even have a sheriff's handbook here. Here's a sheriff's handbook. It's 84 pages, okay? So we have a lot of stuff for the sheriff, you know. And again,
That's one of the steps of the COS. At some point, you're going to meet with your sheriff.
And if you want a book with everything, and I mean everything, you purchase the book up here, Government by Consent, because, again, the Government by Consent book covers so much. And let me just go through this really, really quickly. Anybody looking at their monitor, I'm going through the page right now. So you click on the booklet, and you read the information, and you can click the order form there. But click here to read the book's preface. It's 15 pages. It'll give a good overview of the book. And I think it really should help to sell the book, especially to someone who's not even aware of us and picks it up in a bookstore. But we cover our Constitution, the common law versus civil law, right of self-governance, the rule of law. That's in Chapter 1. Chapter 2 deals with the law, sovereignty, self-evident truth, the republic, law and equity, natural law, the author of law. And it goes on and on and on. We look into the U.S. codes. Then we pick up American history in Chapter 3, grand jury and the petit jury in Chapter 4, history of the sheriff in Chapter 5, Chapter 6 is on the courts, Chapter 7 is introduction to the founding documents, giving a lot of detail here. And then after the introduction, we get into a sort of a blow-by-blow, as Brent talks about it, with the Declaration. We have a little bit of we get a little more history, And if you work through what we're teaching and then you follow through with what Brent is teaching, you put them together and you've got a really, really big picture. And Brent, again, has worked on these things for quite some time. And he wrote the book on the militia, which we created a course for that. And the book is available, on his website. You just click the militia of the several states on the right side booklet. We've got the Declaration of Independence, which is the covenant we made with God to create this nation, the foundation of our law, the Constitution for the United States, the article. Then we go through each one of the articles. Okay, Chapter 7 has a lot to it. There's a Part 4, Part 5, so on and so forth, to the executive powers, the judicial powers, the article for the states, and so on and so on. And we go through the amendments, the Bill of Rights and all the amendments. Then we pick up Chapter 8. We deal with the committee man. Chapter 9 is the militia. Chapter 10 is a memorandum of law. Plan to Save the Republic is Chapter 11. And then we have the appendices. Now, one thing that's not in the book at the moment, and I'm going to be inserting it, it's pretty much written, is a more of a focus on the Committee of Safety, which I don't have too much in the book on that, but I'm going to create a chapter on that and add it to the book. I am at the point with my editor where they're now formatting the book, but that doesn't mean I can't add a chapter, and I'm going to. Hopefully the book's been pushed and pushed and pushed. We're hoping to get it out before the new year, but it didn't happen. Now it's looking like hopefully sometime in February. It's sort of out of my control. I've never written a book before. It's the first book I've ever written and my first, connection and communications with an editor and how that system works and all the things involved. So it's taken longer than I thought and longer than I hoped, but we're on God's timing, not ours. So, I may want to get it done quick, but maybe God doesn't want it done so quick. I don't know. So it'll happen. But that book covers everything. That's the book that people would want. Well over 1,000 pages in what I wrote. I don't know how many pages the book is going to be yet. But actually, on as far as the pages, on an 8.5 by 11, it's over 1,000 pages.
Okay.
All right. We're going to have to take the next caller. Appreciate it, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot? Brent is back, John.
Oh, Brent, you want to pick up where you left off, if you recall? I'm not sure exactly what Brent
said. I can't remember where I left off, but probably was waxing eloquent about something I don't remember.
Sounds like me.
I do remember trying to say, I was trying to say two things. Number one, the Constitution is a piece of paper. It contains important information. It's a record of truth, but it is a piece of paper, and it's a paper carrier. Any papers you file are the same way. If those that receive the papers, whether in court or whether in one of the bureaucracies of government, and they're lawless and they don't care about law, we're not going to get anywhere. It's just a piece of paper. And it appears that's where we are. Now, the courts are effectually closed throughout the country, effectually. Jury trials are almost, really, I guess you could say as a practical matter, an impossibility. If jury trials are an impossibility, well, then we're under martial law. Without jury trials, that means the common law courts aren't effectively open. That's the heart of the common law court is the jury. It doesn't exist in the rest of the world. And I know the courts I'm around are sending emails out saying there won't be any jury trials at the earliest until April. Well, what's going to fill that gap? Well, I don't know. But there's a vacuum there. I would say that it seems that we're under some, at least they're trying to push us under some form of martial law. Governors issuing decrees, setting aside the rules for presidential elections. If you can't see that this whole virus hoax was designed start to finish to hijack the presidential election in America. I mean, if you need to stand apart 6 feet, why do you need a mask? And if you got a mask on, why do you need to stand apart 6 feet? I mean, does it have to be both? No, it doesn't. If neither one of those are true, the whole thing's a hoax. Where are the dead bodies? I had somebody tell me they saw where they were storing up dead bodies in refrigeration cars. I said, did you go inside and see? No. Well, how do you know there's dead bodies in there? It's like saying, you know what's in this vaccine they're giving people and killing them. Oh, by the way, it wasn't Hank Aaron that would do backflips on the way to home plate, like I said a while ago. It was Lou Brock. Lou Brock. He was the one that set all records for stealing bases. And then sometimes when he would come into home, he'd do fancy gymnastics. I think that was him. But he was the one that was stealing bases, not Hank Aaron. Well, at any rate, Hank's dead. Well, what do they care? What do they care? They've been abusing black men for 175 years or longer, 200 years in America. Just another one. We'll try the vaccine on him if he's dumb enough to take it. He's dead. Do you think they care? No. I mean, they don't know what hit them. Some of the smartest people do the dumbest things. It's time to back up, take inventory. Don't say much. Oh, I remember how I ended. I said, words have failed. Words don't mean anything. Not only words not mean anything, you can't even get into a court. If you can't get into a court to find out whether or not the presidential election was a fraud when it's overwhelmingly evident, well, you're not even allowed to make the arguments. Oh, no, you filed against this election too early. It's too early. Things aren't ripe yet. So you wait till they're ripe. You file it after the election. Oh, no, it's too late. You should have filed before. And they don't care how stupid they look. They don't care how illogical, how brainless they look. It's all about power. We're going to kick your butt and do to you what we want to do. You haven't caught on yet, boys and girls? That's their attitude. Well, so stop talking. Words have failed. Listen, when the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor, the President of the United States didn't call him and ask him what that was all about. No, talking's over. Well, then what's left? Wait. As I said a while ago, take inventory. No, don't get violent. These young kids they got in the military are going to obey their orders. They don't have a clue what they swore to when they swore to defend the Constitution. They're too young to know. I'm glad they swear an oath, but they don't know what it is. Just a piece of paper, see? And they're not paying any attention. They don't care. They're lawless. Abortion is murder. What do they say now? I've heard them say it. Young women, we like to murder our babies. Shut up. That's what you're up against. Well, forget the talk. Back up, determined to do what God wants you to do. Figure out what God wants you to do, and quietly and intelligently do it. Stand fast to what is right. Do not admit that Joe Biden is president. Don't talk in those terms. He's not. Because if the law doesn't allow it, I don't care what he does. He's not president any more than Barack Obama was president, not having fulfilled the requirements of the Constitution to be president. We need to back up. Be quiet. Quit raving, quit talking, and wait. Things aren't right. So let's be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Wise as serpents, I'm quoting Jesus Christ. Back to you, John or Gerard. Again, thanks for a little time.
You're welcome. You know, this just came out. I'm going to just put it out there. Donald Trump just made a statement from the office of Donald Trump, the office of the former president. He set up an office to continue his work because he's planning on coming back, I think.
That's anyway, funny. Did he actually call it the office of
the president? The statement of the – I could put it on – I could share a screen. Statement of the office of the former president. It's got the presidential seal on it. And it says, what's it say here?
Did we lose you, Gerard? Do you want me to stop sharing so you could share?
Gerard is gone.
He fell out.
Yes.
Okay, let us take our next caller, April. North Carolina, you got the mic. Go right ahead, April. April, North Carolina, 336 number, you got the mic.
Okay, can you hear me?
Go right ahead, April.
Okay, sorry. I put you on mute because in case I came through, I didn't want to disturb no one's call. I have been doing a lot of research and finding like news channels for people to listen to the real news. There's a new news channel. I don't know if anybody's aware of it. It's called I just lost it. I'm going to have to look it up. Anyway, this news channel, they're staying up with everything that's going on. AmericaMediaPeriscope.net is the name of it. And any time that you want to know what's going on, if you go there and you sign up for the emails, in case they ever knock them off, they will send you emails of anything to do with Trump, all the real news, none of the fake news that's going on. And Newsmax is pretty good, too. Some of the news that I have heard from them is that the White House is no longer really the White House, that he signed I think it's called the 1776 Insurrection Act, if I got that correct,
yeah.
Back in July of last year, and that the Army is now in control of our country. During the inauguration, they said that all the people that were there protecting them National Guard, they all had their back to them when they were doing this. Nobody saluted Biden. He didn't even take a military plane because they wouldn't give him one. And he sent some people to the not Congress.
The Pentagon.
The Pentagon. He sent people to the Pentagon.
They told them don't send people to the Pentagon. They won't give them any information.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That he is not allowed to have any. I also heard that they were going to arrest them on the inauguration day, but one of the countries was threatening if they did, they were going to do something. They don't know what the something is, or at least we don't know what the something is. But they said as soon as our government gets that under control, that's when things will start to happen.
Yeah, I think what they're worried about is back when Hillary was in office and she was Secretary of State, she had a scandal called Containergate, because they had the Chinese in control of the two biggest shipping ports in America, one down in Florida and the other one on the West Coast, which the Chinese actually bought, and they made them give it back because it's a strategic, it has to do with our national security, and they never did it through a vote of Congress. But nevertheless, there was a thing called Containergate. And, when a diplomat has a diplomatic satchel, that is not allowed to be searched by any government. Well, she had the size of a diplomatic satchel brought all the way up to a freaking 40-foot sea container. And what happened was they were bringing these shipping containers in with all set up with missiles in them, remote control, that the top comes up, and they got Scud missiles and nuclear missiles. And then when they came into the port, they were hooked up to trucks, because those sea containers, they become tractor trailers. They just hook them up, and they had a lot of Russian drivers, and they went up towards Canada, and they don't know where they all ended up. So they might not have found them all, and one of them probably said, "If you come in, I'm gonna blow up 2-3 cities in the United States," or something like that. So Trump doesn't want that to happen, so he delayed it. At least that's the story that's out there.
What I'm hearing too.
So the other thing that's actually you can verify with your own eyes is, number one, Trump is the first president in history that came in on Air Force One for leaving the office. He flew in on Air Force One, which they never do, and he left on Air Force One. And they gave him a 21-gun salute, which you don't do that when you're leaving office. You do that when you're coming in. And when Biden was inaugurated, they gave him the salute for a foreign dignitary. They shoot the cannons and how many they shoot determines. So they gave him the salute like we had a foreign dignitary coming in. And as far as we're concerned, and we know that this is true, the District of Columbia is a foreign nation. It is not part of America. And it's like Rome, and it's like London. It's one of the three cities. And so as far as they're concerned, that's why the troops are around it, in order to basically keep them in there.
The media is trying to say that Nancy Pelosi is doing it, but it's not Nancy Pelosi.
No. So, I mean, you get all these little clues, and, those are facts. Look, Trump flew out on Air Force One, flew in on Air Force One.
Yep.
Biden had to take a private plane. Yep. I mean, what's up with all that? Plus, the inauguration.
We got more than that.
The inauguration was done on a movie set.
Yep, because the weather was different than what was outside.
Well,
so that
was
a
movie
set
that they used for the president, back in, they still have the thing set up, and they've used it in a couple movies, but the wallpaper's different and all this other stuff. So they got them, there's a lot of little
and
clues
when
there.
Trump read, they had 17 flags.
Just to let you know, we still have a couple of people in the queue, and we do want to try to get them.
All right, well.
All right. Well, thank you. That's all I wanted to tell y'all. AmericaMediaPeriscope.net. Everybody, if you want to get the real news, sign up there, and you get the real news, and then come back here and tell us if we missed something.
Yeah. Okay. Where? I don't know who's next. Oh, here we go. I lost my web controls. We got Charlotte, no, April. That was April that was just on, right?
That was me.
Okay, so let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, did you look at this thing that Ben Carson put out there on some kind of supplement that boosts the brain activities?
Who did?
Now I missed.
Right here, Ben Carson. Hold on, let me just go back here. What on this page here? Maybe get back to that page. Hang on a second.
Oh, Carson.
In the front page, you have Ben Carson here. When you click
right.
on it, he has some kind of a, I guess it's a supplement or something that helps to boost brain, you know, as far as...
It's like that movie Limitless with the pills. You take the pills and you become, like, super.
So, you know, he's an interesting guy, so I got to look into this. And I think it's really, you know, something that just helps to feed the brain is probably what it is. But anyway,
well,
go ahead. We need
some superhumans up there at the Congress. Okay. I'm sorry. It says Charlotte, North Carolina. You've been unmuted. Is that you? Are you there?
But you can call us Charlotte if you want to.
No, it's,
you're over-modulating. Try to back off your mic, maybe, or lower your mic level, because you're coming in really highly modulating.
There's a lot of interference there.
Better?
Buzzing.
Hello?
Oh, that's better.
That's better right there?
Right there. It's beautiful. That's not staying.
That's very good. I know that we're getting late here, and we've had some very important things to happen probably that in our nation concerning. Here is the best part to deal with it, the calamities. And then on the other side, Mr. John is every night is trying to prepare us to be the remedy if we'll just pay attention to it and become trained. And it's very simple of carrying out, because he's done so much work as well as everybody else that's involved with putting this together. And on top of that, I hope a lot of other people now will take heed and start getting educated. The Bible says plainly, my people perish for lack of knowledge. If we care about our families and the next door neighbors, we've got to re-educate. That's called an insurance policy. And if we don't put an insurance policy, what Mr. John Drash tells us every Monday night, into action, we're going to receive exactly what we've been receiving, and this heading here for about 40 or 50 years, and we see now that we've got to do something to save our nation. And in doing so, that is sent by every individual to become educated and understanding and put a stand, all of us together, which is either 80 or 90 million or whatever they claim in this past corrupt election, would be more than what has been involved in running the government, which is a minority. But this minority is don't sound like to me that I could call them true Americans. They are too much involved with running contracts of several billion dollars or whatever they can get and selling America out. And I don't think I have to tell you guys about this. I mean, even our president that they claim is in there, but I don't think he's the president by any legitimate means. His son is caught up, and then there's too many others predicated that have caught up not too long ago. Hillary and her gang and right on. We don't need to go all into that, but we know that the facts are we've got to put a stance. Here's my last statement here. We've got to put a stance against wrong. We know that this election was fraudulent and widespread. And with that so, we Americans actually are at the cost of what we received in the results of corruption, because we have no legitimate voting system in place. So I find it completely ridiculous and ludicrous, and some other statements too, to verify anything these votes of here, there, and yonder, because they are all of the same corrupt means. We need new means to put our into office, and that means just documents, and it can be done. And we won't have the fallacies of people shoving votes or sending stuff, as we saw in the post office, you know, all this stuff that was in the way of the corrupt stacking the decks against our actual president, the very eminent and honorable Donald Trump. So with that, behoove people to get educated and get on National Liberty Alliance to get that education, and let's get together and pull together for the best of this nation. It's either do that, or we're going to end up getting the same results we've always got. So with that said, I want to also encourage people tonight, please try to contribute to the best thing that you can ever do for your family. A small amount of funds. It don't have to be no more than $5. Get that a book out too and become educated. That is, we're about to be able to receive it. And get your funds in there to National Liberty Alliance and show them the appreciation that they deserve. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And well, we got Eli as the last one, so go ahead. I'm going to open you up, Eli. Got a few minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I just had something to suggest with regard to the formation of committees of safety. If somebody is already doing it, or if one group gets going, gets motivated, if they could offer like a Zoom meeting where people could record calls or go live when they do, for example, step one or step two, so they can kind of show like, hey, look, you know, I'm on here today.
Well, excuse me. No, Eli, we're really strongly suggesting live meetings in their counties, grassroots, getting together, real committees discussing real business, and we strongly suggest not to use the internet, Zoom, or anything. It's got to be down to earth and really involved. And people need to get to know each other better, and they do that at a physical meeting. They should meet once a month. And for other things, for education and further education, you know, they'll be able to get a lot of materials off of the website, the meetup website that's set up, or they can come to National Liberty Alliance and take the courses and download all kinds of stuff. And if people want to communicate in between the monthly meetings by Zoom or something, that'd be fine. But we strongly suggest you have that once a month physical meeting. Your sheriff comes there. You're going to get people who are local elected officials coming to your meetings at times, because you're going to be introducing yourself to all of the political, subdivisions or whatever the office may be, involved with what you're doing, and letting them know that, hey, we're the boss. You work for us. Let's talk.
Right, but supposing some area, county, establishes their committees of safety, and they understand how to do it, they get good at doing it, they know what's going on, do you think they could be of some help to somebody who has not gotten started yet?
Well, absolutely. Anybody who can pick up on this quickly, especially on the organizing side. Not so much that we have to worry about on all of the other things. Of course, all those teachings are important too. We talked about that earlier on in the program tonight, that people could go out. Like, I'm going to be organizing 4 or 5 counties right away in my local area, and then Gerard and I, maybe, hopefully Gerard will travel with me again. We traveled the entire state before and hit most of the counties, and we're going to try to do that again to stimulate the growth.
Do you have PowerPoints on how to form a committee of safety? Do we got anything like that? That's kind of what he's looking for.
That's exactly what we did tonight. We're going to post that. Now, I got to clean up the tape because the tape, the audio, I don't know, once I loaded it up and we played it, it had all of that, a lot of distortion.
It was horrible. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was terrible. So
I spent the whole time checking my speakers. I didn't realize it was coming from you.
Yeah, well, again, it came from the broadcaster, not me.
I noticed that when I shut off the meeting, I could listen to anything else. It sounds like a broken speaker.
Yeah, well, the only thing I could think of is that I may have been over-modulating, but, it sounds good when I play it on the MP3 player on my computer, but when I uploaded it, maybe with their system there was a conflict, because when it first started playing, it played very loud, and then I had to lower my speakers, and then we had that distortion. So there's some kind of, anybody who knows anything about video audio recordings and maybe has some software which will take care of, maybe hopefully take that particular tape and lower the modulation on it. Matter of fact, Jan, I think you mentioned you had some kind of a program that will help clean things up. But I got to find the program because I hate to have to record that whole thing all over again. I can fuse it back into the video. But I got to get the recording clean and be able to upload it.
Okay, well, I just mostly wanted to offer the idea of trying to provide a window for a beginner to look in and see the goings-ons of the formation of the committees of safety, to be able to look at how it happens, how it goes down. We see the forms, we see the steps on the website, but to be able to look in and ask questions of, people who are doing it.
Well, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for right now, here at National Liberty Alliance, to come here. But yeah, if someone wants to organize their state and set something up and start communicating over the internet with some kind of a program with people on the other end of their state to help them to get a county organizing going on, that'd be fine. But look, really, what we have to do is focus in on our own counties. And in focusing on helping the counties around us and teaching them to do the same. And before you know it, we can spread throughout the entire state in no time. So if everybody's doing that, we can get some really good motivation and get a lot of committees of safety started up.
You got to realize something, though. When our forefathers did committees of safety, they didn't invite public officials in. They were doing them in secret because the Army was out there looking for them. And we could end up in that kind of a situation where you wouldn't want your Committee of Safety information out, because if the Democrats get a hold of it, they're going to call it subversion. So that's the kind of world we're entering into. So
yeah, but I don't think we're actually going to ever finally enter into that. But yeah, we are on our way there.
Yeah, well, if something doesn't happen drastically in the next couple of months, we're going to. It'll be bad. So I'm hoping also like you are.
I don't think we can even hold out a couple of months. I think that last line will be... I really do think that last line is trying to get Trump hit for subversion and try to go out after him physically.
And he's going to use that, though, because they're going to pull him in for impeachment, and he's not the president anymore as far as they're concerned. And so he's a regular person, but he declassed all the documents. So when it comes to discovery, which they have to give him due process, he's going to lay all that stuff out.
You know how they go with due process. They don't give anyone due process. Look, they're committing another fraud right in front of the American people's eyes. We are watching it happen. First of all, anybody who knows law, and you don't even have to know the law to know this. In fact, if you don't know law, it'll be better. You go in and read the Constitution concerning, impeaching the president. And the wording is very clear. The impeaching of a president, but you can't impeach a president that's not the president no more.
They're stupid. Look at
no language in the Constitution that would permit that idea.
It's totally unconstitutional and wrong, but he's going along with it because it's going to give him a bully pulpit that he wouldn't have. He can't get onto YouTube and Twitter and all that stuff. This is his last platform, so to speak, and he will get it out because he won't let them bully him, and he's got some friends in Congress, and if they're going to close down when he's talking, the American people are going to know what's going on.
Well, that's what they're going to do. Look, at once they start to produce the real evidence, like you say, you know, they're going to black it out. And, yeah, the American people will see.
Well, what are they going to do, black out YouTube and the videos? That's not going to work because people are going to put them up anyway.
Well, they can trip that whole thing down. They can do it.
No, you're going to have independent people videotaping it.
Yeah, and they will shut it down. They will shut them down. They're shutting them down. They're shutting everybody. Look, at Front Page is being assaulted. Okay, One American News is being assaulted, Epoch Times is being assaulted, and they may not, you know, right now you may not even see them soon on YouTube at all. And they're regular news.
They can't go on YouTube. They have to do it on their own sites. And there is, you know what I mean? They have to have their own websites, and you got to go. I mean, a lot of the news I'm getting, I can't get from my old sources. I have to actually go in and go on their websites and pick it up. Now,
well, I agree. Look, they're going to try to censor everything. Yeah, pieces will leak out, and then they'll try to censor it here and censor. People will see. And
it's only going to make it worse for them, though, because that's going to really wake people up.
That's the key.
And they're already pissed off, and even a lot of Democrats are pissed off, too. They have, like, buyer remorse. They didn't realize how crooked they were and how horrible, and that China's been in our government for 50 years. Running things. So there's a lot of stuff going to come out. A lot of people are going to hang, John. That's all there is to it.
Oh, no doubt about that. I think it's time to go to bed. If you want to take that, someone just came into the queue if you want to take them, and then we'll sign off. It's late here in New York. So.
Vail, Colorado. Okay, is it Van or Vail? I can't tell.
Well, that's just the town. I don't know. It just comes up.
Oh, okay, what's your first name?
I'm Adrienne.
Okay. What's up?
So I'm calling, and I hope I came in late today, so I hope this wasn't answered. But I'm actually just still having issues with these mask mandates because, you know, I try to go grocery shopping, and I end up with four cops around me telling me I have to put a mask on or leave, and I refuse to wear a mask, and I keep trying to tell them I'm in a supermarket, a place with public accommodation, and I can't be discriminated against. And they don't want to listen. And I've met with our police chief. I've met with the sheriff. And nobody cares. They just say, well, that's the law. And I said, well, who made the law? And they say, well, the government. Well, the health department. And I said, well, they can't make laws. And mandates aren't laws. And it's so frustrating because nobody listens. Like, what's the remedy? How do we handle this?
Well, look, they're going to break your head as long as they can. Anybody that's fought the mask, from what I know, it never prevails in the appeal stage. None of the appellate judges will uphold it because they know it's not constitutionally correct. So if you got the wherewithal to fight them and bring it up to the appellate court, you'll win. You
but
know,
how do we even get to the courts if the courts are all closed? And
that's the whole. That's right. That's what happened to this couple up here. And even if you get arrested, there's no guarantee you're going to get into the court. Because they're arresting people and releasing them. And they're saying, and I don't know when court's going to be. I know somebody here that just got attacked by their boyfriend and that. And they arrested him. And they said, look, we don't even. He said, I arrested one guy 5 times in one day and I had to let him go. He said, because there is no court, and I don't know when it's going to be, you know. So we're living, this is the nightmare right now. This is basically anarchy, you know. And so I don't know, you know.
But the police won't even help me. I'm like, you guys have this all wrong. You're supposed to be here protecting me from this tyranny. And they say, what tyranny? What are you talking about, you know?
Yeah,
but
they're ignorant.
The door's private,
ignorant.
And you need to leave. I'm like, but they
no,
have
it's, yeah, it's not private. That's a bunch of baloney. And guess what? Walmart is not private because they get, I forget how many million, billion dollars in tax subsidies. They're supported by our tax dollars. So they're definitely a public place. Walmart is. So
what do I do? Like, what do I tell the police, the store man, when they keep, you know, they just tell me I have to leave or they're going to charge me with trespass? And I'm like, but you can't do that. Like, it's
the only thing you can do if you could go see the police chief or whoever's the head guy.
I went to the police chief.
And you
said they have the right to kick me out.
They don't, though. If you show him the paperwork, if you show him...
He won't look at it. I said, look, I have this paperwork. He doesn't want to see anything. I know the law. You're wrong. They're right. It's private. If you keep trying to do it, we're going to arrest you. I'm like, all I'm trying to do is grocery shop. Why are you trying to make it a crime for me to provide for my family? Why are you criminalizing people? And they tell me that they're not, that all I have to do is put a mask on. And I say, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, well, you're gonna just bang your head against the wall as far as that goes. You know, you could sue them, but you can't get in the court, so I don't know what to tell you. There's no justice, you know. What are you gonna do? This is where vigilante justice comes in, because people get fed up and then they start shooting each other, you know?
Yeah. So that's what they want.
They want revolution. That's what they're hoping for anyway. And you know, that's what we don't want to play into their thing. I mean, you know, they would like another attack on the Capitol so that they could finish the lockdown, so to speak, you know. So we have to be very careful.
I know. So that's where I don't know what to do. I just keep, I don't know what to do, but I'm not going to play their little slave game, and they don't want to listen. And I don't know, is there something else I can say? Is there another form, another paperwork, another?
Like Brenton says, there's no power in any piece of paper. They don't care. They've gotten to the point, they don't even know how to read, nor do they care. That paper's not going to make them do it. Now, if you brought up, you see, because you are one person, that's what your trouble is. If you went in there with 100 people and you all took your mask off and said, we're not going to wear it, they wouldn't know what to do. The trouble is nobody sticks together. You going in there by yourself, little old you, they're going to put handcuffs on you, and they're going to abuse you and beat you up because they can. So unless you want to go get five big guys and fight back.
The courts are closed. Final thing, there is no common law court. They've abrogated the common law. You don't have a Bill of Rights. You don't have unalienable rights ultimately protected by the Bill of Rights. They don't exist no more. They always maintain the status quo. We've been in the courts now for, what, 10 years? Let me think about this. I guess for 10 years, yeah, maybe a little over, maybe 11. And let me tell you, it's consistent and constant. They don't care about the law, and you cannot get justice there. Now, that we keep filing papers anyway because it's evidence, but once we get to the other side, okay, when things take place and people are in jail, we get to the other side, then we'll get our justice. We'll go back and we'll get our homes back and a lot of other things, because they've done this all under fraud. But anyway, you got one other caller now. You better get ready to close down. I'm going to bail out because I got to get up in the morning. It's 12:30 here.
Yeah, we're just okay. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, for coming, and come back next week, and we'll continue on. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, John and Jan, and everybody else.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Yeah.